Chicago Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Good morning.
Morning.
It's, what is it, Thursday?
Yep, 13th.
Thursday the 13th. Ooh.
No,
that
well,
doesn't mean anything.
Rounding
no,
nothing.
Up. A lot of stuff going on today. You got Metallica Song of the Day coming up at 8 o'clock. You want to listen to see what song you'll be listening for at some point during the day here on KLOS to possibly get the Metallica tickets. Rose Bowl, I think, right?
Got it.
I'll get it by the end of the week.
So we'll listen to see what song to listen for to win.
A Metallica song.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Listen and win.
We'll find that out later.
There's a code word.
So listen to find out what to listen for.
Yeah. Also, Stephen Kramer Glickman coming in at 8:30. Very funny guy. He's got a show coming up at the Hollywood Improv, the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman. And the Schmoes are stopping by, talking about what's opening in theaters, what's in theaters this week. We got War for the Planet of the Apes, and currently in theaters, Spider-Man Homecoming. What do they think about all of that? And I see Lisa's news coming up, and there's some exciting news about cancer treatment. There might be a breakthrough with that, which is exciting. Also, the ESPYs were on last night. Did you watch it?
I was sleeping.
Sleeping? I think it started at 8.
Well,
yeah.
I get up at 2, so.
Beauty sleep.
I do, too.
Well, when
you go to bed,
I'm just not elderly.
Frank, you can't compare yourself to everybody else. You don't get hangovers. You can get 2 hours of sleep. I mean, not everybody is that machine.
But one time, you were both able to stay up later. I think it's just you guys are aging, and I'm not. I'm
no,
like a vampire. You're
snorting chocolate.
Right.
That's an extra
That's
kick.
The secret. See, you should have done that with me yesterday. Right. You could have stayed up all night and got up early this morning, been chipper like myself.
Mm.
Yeah, the ESPYs last night, really good show. As far as award shows go, it's really the only award show worth watching because of the messages behind it and the stories and it's just uplifting. It's really, I mean, all the other award shows are just for themselves. It's like, oh, look, this is great. Let's all just...
For those who don't know what the ESPYs are, and there may be
sports
a few...
Sports awards.
Sports awards. So it's awards for achievement in sports. So the story
it's kind of like the Oscars for sports.
But
for
they
the,
do backstories
for the year.
And stuff.
Oh, okay.
There's like the Arthur Ashe Award and... Michelle Obama came out last night to a standing ovation. People miss her.
They miss you so much, Michelle. I'll flow this.
And gave it to Eunice Kennedy, I think, for creating the Special Olympics.
Oh, right.
And so you get the Special Olympics story. So you're sitting there, you know, and then this little kid who got the Courageous Award for, you know, he needed liver transplants. And then the Pat Tillman Award, where it's this, the serviceman who was pretty much blown up, had burns all over his body.
Oh, wow.
So it's like you tell these stories, and you're just like, my God, this is awesome. This is an awesome show.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning was the host last night, and he killed it. So,
how'd he do? Was he good?
Oh, yeah. It was great. So we'll have some clips of that. At least we'll have for you later. But we do have Who's Going to Hell coming up, the most controversial game in radio. I'll let you choose your prize. All you have to do is call us up. Doesn't matter who you vote for in this internal game where we find the most horrible news stories on the planet, bring them to the table to compete against one another to see who found the story most worthy of eternal damnation.
And
it's Who's Going to Hell
We
next.
Must dethrone Frank this week, guys, because he's won, what, 3 weeks
I don't
in
know.
A row?
How many weeks have I won?
Three, at least.
It's been, I think, four.
Oh.
Four?
Yeah, I think you're at
wow.
the four.
Wow. I'll get an ESPY for this next year. All right, Lisa May, what's going on in traffic?
Traffic report is brought to you by...
40 minutes of nonstop Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Starts right now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Cross Eddie and Frank show. A lot of stuff happening this weekend. He's got like POD and Alien Ant Farm tickets and Sea Legs live at the beach. Also, the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman's happening at the Hollywood Improv. Also, Blue Oyster Cult at the Rose in Pasadena. And I don't know if you heard about this event at the Greek Theater, Retro Futura.
What's that?
Howard Jones, The English Beat, Modern English.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So, yeah, I'll let you choose your prize. All you have to do is call us up and participate in the game we call...
Who's Going to Hell?
Who's Going to Hell? We search the world for the most horrible news stories on the planet. Unfortunately, these are all true, so we have to lighten the mood and give each story a contestant's name or a nickname. And then you call up 1-800-95-5-KLOS, and you say the contestant that you think is most worthy of who found the best story. But you got to say the contestant's name, okay? So that's how you play. And since I won the last 4 weeks in a row.
Yes, we know.
I get to choose to go first or defer, and I will let Heidi go first.
All right. A Utah woman says she put makeup.
Where's she from?
Utah. She put makeup all over her 3-year-old daughter's dead body to cover her injuries. The girl was found unconscious and not breathing at the mother's home. The little girl's body was covered in layers of what appeared to be makeup, according to police. The mom admitted to investigators that she put the makeup on the baby's body so that the child's injuries didn't look as bad. Police found pictures and videos on the cell phones of the mother and father that showed them beating the little girl, and they beat her for pooping in her pants. They faced charges of child abuse, homicide. So parents beat 3-year-old daughter to death for pooping her pants, and then they used makeup to cover up her bruises. My nominee for Who's Going to Hell is Easy Bruisy Cover Girl.
Easy Bruisy Cover Girl. All right, Frosty.
Awful.
Oh, I don't know if I follow that or not because it's so upsetting, Heidi. It's so upsetting.
Fine.
My terrible story comes to us from Oklahoma City. Horrible story. A neighbor, fortunately, burst in to save the twins. They're alive. But what happened is terrible. A neighbor shot and killed an Oklahoma City man who was drowning his 2 3-month-old twins in a bathtub. He had them both under the water, choking them to death while holding a knife at the throat of his ex-wife. That's got like, how many arms he had?
He's a multitasker.
It's like an octopus. Mm-hmm. Anyway, apparently they got divorced some time ago. He lives 130 miles away. He decided to sneak in and bust in and pay his ex-wife a visit, ex-wife from the twins. So he drugged the kids into the bathroom, is choking them to death in the bath, under the water, while trying to kill his wife. A 12-year-old girl apparently lives in the house, not related, I don't know that story, but she ran to get help from a neighbor.
She was from Utah here.
Stop it.
Maybe they need help paying the rent. They can rent out that spare bedroom. Any 12-year-olds out there want to live in? Okay. Anyway, so this 12-year-old girl who lives there ran next door to get help from the next-door neighbor. That guy, a guy named Cash Freeman, grabbed his revolver, ran over there, burst into the room, the bathroom, found the guy choking his twins to death under the water, and shot him twice in the back. Now, that guy may face charges of murder. The police have to decide whether to charge him with murder or not. Let's hope he doesn't get charged. But the guy who was choking the twins to death under the water is, in fact, quite dead. And he's the one who should be going to hell. Now, this is such a long, twisted, contorted tale. Ex-wives, twins, bathtubs, water, mysterious 12-year-old girls in the bedroom. I didn't know what to name it. I couldn't come up with anything. But I did come up with a little song. So let me just go over to the keyboard. So mine is called... So I can't hear him cry.
You're going to hell.
Choke underwater so I can't hear them cry.
Yes, very okay. Good.
But they have to sing it.
Yes, you must sing.
Okay, mm-hmm. We got the karaoke version. I heard. Mm-hmm. All right, Eric, you want to go?
Sure, why not? A Pennsylvania woman was nabbed after cops say she lit her boyfriend on fire and then used urine to put out the blaze. Her name's Leanne. She's 38. She set her man ablaze early on Sunday following a very heated argument. They don't know what the argument was about, but she was very angry. The woman doused her boyfriend in gasoline before using a lit cigarette to ignite him. Then she proceeded to use a bucket of urine, which the couple used as a toilet to put out the flames.
Who has a bucket of urine?
So, angry woman lit her boyfriend on fire, used urine to put out the flames. My contestant for Who's Going to Hell is... I was pissed. Now you are.
I was pissed. Now you are. All right. And finally, a boyfriend of woman whose butchered body parts were found in Hackensack is charged with murder. Yes, Rafael Lolos faces counts of desecrating human remains, hindering apprehension, stalking, and credit card fraud in the death of his girlfriend, Jennifer Ladano. The 31-year-old's torso was found beheaded and dismembered. After the body was discovered, police released an image of a tattoo on her hip in the hope that someone would recognize it and could help identify the woman. The woman's mother, recognizing her daughter's tattoo, went to the police station and identified her daughter from the images released to the media. She indicated that the tattoo was a tribute to her aunt. Soon after, one of Ladonna's legs with pink painted toenails was discovered. Mm. Authorities say Lolos killed and dismembered Ladonna in New Jersey and continued to use her credit cards until he was arrested at a Hackensack motel. So my contestant for Who's Going to Hell, boyfriend of a woman whose butchered body parts were found in Hackensack, is charged with murder. Hackensack, hacking legs, hacking arms, hacking neck.
Who's going?
1-800-955-5567. Doesn't matter who you vote for, but somebody's going to win a prize. Let's go to the first one through, and that would have been David. Hello, David.
Hi.
Quick reminder about the contestant names. Heidi went first.
Easy Bruisy Cover Girl.
Frosties.
Choke underwater so I can hear him cry.
Eric.
I was pissed. Now you are.
And mine was hacking sack, hacking legs, hacking arms, hacking neck. So, David, who's going to hell?
I say Easy Bruisy Cover Girl.
Easy Bruisy Cover Girl.
Thank you, David.
Is on the board.
All right,
Heidi. Thank you. Let's see what Sean thinks. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love you guys.
Who's going to hell?
Choke underwater so I can hear them cry.
All right, I got to give you the prize because you were so committed to that. Do you want to go see POD and Alien Ant Farm, The Night Show with Stephen Kramer Glickman, Blue Oyster Cult, Retro Futura? What do you want?
You know, I love Blue Oyster Cult, but do you guys have anything in the prize pants?
It is full. It's bulging full of stuff.
It is. Stuff. Let's see what we got here.
It's probably you want other goodies, though, Sean. But thanks for your vote, by the way. Thanks for your vote.
You're welcome.
It's a T-shirt, a random T-shirt of some kind called a Smoke Buddy. It's men's large. Let me see.
All right.
Let me open it up for you. It's in a plastic bag. Never been worn by anybody.
We could use a plastic bag as a prize for children.
Everyone's been washed. Here we go.
All right, Smoke Buddy.
Thank you.
Camo Smoke Buddy.
Very nice.
T-shirt. I don't know what
thanks,
that is.
Thanks, guys.
No problem. You're welcome.
You'll prize it forever.
Stay on hold. We'll hook you up with that T-shirt. Okay. Let's see. Who was next? That would be Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. Who's going to hell?
I'm going to go with Frosty. Choke underwater.
So.
Sing the rest of it, Paul.
That's only the first part.
One,
two, three, go!
So I can hear them cry.
Yay!
No, he said, so right. I can hear them cry.
Oh, it's kids.
I know. I gave it to you. Thank you, Paul.
Can't hear them cry.
Let's see. And next would be Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Who's going to hell?
Joe!
Oh, Frosty! Hey! Give you a prize, Rob. Do you want to go see POD, Alien Ant Farm, The Nighttime Show, Blue Oyster Cult, or Retro Futura?
If you have Orange County Fair, that'd be good. If not, I'll go to Retro Futura.
Retro Futura is yours. Howard Jones, The English Beat, Modern English, and More at the Greek Theater, July 18th. That's yours. So stay on hold, Rob. Thank you for playing.
Did I get...
You won!
Frosty.
I won!
Frosty had three votes. Heidi had one. Gosh. Eric had zero. And I had zero.
Boom! Oh, what's happened? Thank you, everyone, for your support. I'm shocked. Thank you.
Nicely done. Yeah. You dethroned
the
king.
I thought Eric would win because his was spectacular. Wish I had that story.
My next week is going to kill. I'll go ahead and tell you now. I am winning. Don't even show up.
Okay.
How about that?
Thank you, Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Already have your story?
I do. I had two.
If
you go back and watch today's webcast, I had two stories in my
head. Why didn't you use it today?
I don't know. I just felt...
Must not have been that good.
I just picked my right hand and I went with that one. But the one in the left hand is a winner.
It's like date night.
He did hold up both papers just before we went on the air. He's like perplexed. You made the wrong choice. Patrick gave some advice over there you didn't follow. Patrick said, choose the one you think is the best and go with the other one.
Well, that's what I did.
Oh, you did. Patrick, it's your fault then.
See, I think we're overthinking this.
Oh.
Because I had two possibilities for my contestant's name, and I chose one over the other, and I got zero votes. See, I chose Hackensack, hacking legs, hacking arms, hacking neck, because the woman was dismembered.
Yes.
Her name is Jenny. But I also had a song, too, but I didn't have the karaoke version of my song. I was just going to sing it a cappella.
Oh, cool.
And it was... Jenny, now you're dismembered. Hate slits ever chop me, oh my. I probably should have gone with that.
Go with your gut.
Overthinking it.
I expected you to do a Billy Joel thing as many times as you were saying Hackensack.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Oh, Hackensack, really? But no. Well, you could have won.
See, I probably could
have. Should
have. Probably could have won, but you guys made me feel guilty for winning so much. Yeah. So I had to choose the bad one.
Well, you've been dethroned. Though Eric is coming in extremely confident for next time.
Interesting.
So.
Well, all right, game on. It's fine.
Lisa's got a story coming up in the news about David Bowie and Queen. What song did they have?
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure. And apparently there's some more Bowie Queen music that we've never heard before.
Really?
That's going to be released. And I saw yesterday online Tom Petty. I think he's ending his tour in England at 40 years. And to end the whole tour, Stevie Nicks comes out on stage to reunite for Stop Dragging My Heart Around. And somebody had recorded, and I was like, oh, my God.
What a show to be at.
This is going to be kick-ass, you know? It was like when a surprise guest comes out, and, my God, Stevie Nicks walks out on
stage. Legendary Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Tom Petty! I can't wait to hear this. I mean, this, it was a great song back in the day, and I can't wait to hear it now.
I couldn't either. And,
oh, God, this is exciting. I didn't know you had that. No, this is going to make my day. This is good stuff. Turn the speakers up. Lights down, speakers up. Let's rock.
You're really overselling this. I thought it was going to be, you know, excellent as well.
Well, it's a moment in rock history,
now,
really.
Now, prepare to be sad. I'm sorry. I don't want to build you up and then destroy you. Because that happened to me yesterday. When I was the video, I hit play. She walks out on stage.
Yeah. Does she look like she normally does? Like
it looks like Stevie Nicks. I mean, she's just like a witch. Hardly ever changes. Okay, yeah, right. Total witchy.
All right.
And so, and then this happened.
People said Stevie Nicks sold her soul to the devil in the 70s. I think he collected her with her vocal cords. What's happened
and
to
timing.
Her?
And timing.
Stop dragging my tempo down.
It's slow.
It's so slow.
It's,
it, I feel like I'm on drugs.
Were they drugged up and drunk? And maybe that's it. No!
Oh, my God.
It's like bad karaoke.
Like, your parents drunk. It was their wedding song. It's karaoke night at your wedding.
And for that, everybody'd be going, oh, mom and dad, it's hilarious.
No, sorry, like, time, set them down.
So for all you spent $1,000 for the Great West concert coming up, it's leaving back.
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah, hopefully.
You know, this
didn't spend too much.
This is painful. I'm sorry to hear her sound like that. He didn't sound too bad.
Well, maybe it was a bad ear monitor
but
or something.
She maybe this explains something I read in Rolling Stone about 2 months ago, that Fleetwood Mac, she left. She's off. She's not performing Fleetwood Mac right now, not until the Great West concert. She's taking time.
Oh, she is playing? I didn't know she was playing that.
She's coming back for that, allegedly. But she's not with them now. So they split again, so to speak. But she promised to try to come back for that night. I wonder if they said, you know what? We don't need you right now, Stevie. Because if she's singing like this, they wouldn't want her in Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
So maybe that's why she's not with them, and maybe it's not her choice. Well, could be a modern a problem.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I mean,
you can save that with the little processing and auto-tune.
No, you can't. You save it by going and taking the microphone out of her hand.
Does she look?
Thanks, Stevie. Yeah, the show's over. Show's over, Stevie.
Yeah. I can't see the video.
That happened to me
before. Is she staggering around like she's drunk? Is that it, maybe? Is she on
some? No, it doesn't seem like it. It's just old. I mean, when you get old, your voice just doesn't, you can't do it anymore. I mean, what is she, 70?
Give or take. And it's in rock star years, it's 112.
Yeah, right. Just give her the mic, but don't turn it on. Let her think she's singing.
Almost all singers have to lower the key as they get older. Like, look, listen to Elton John sing a song now. It's two steps lower than it was in the 70s because he just can't hit the high notes anymore.
You can tell thing. Everybody this is your song.
Yeah, you can't sing it either. So they've lowered the song, it sounds like, and slowed it down for her, but she's still having trouble.
Well, the Eagles are playing, too. I mean, like Linda Ronstadt coming out with the Eagles.
Eagles still, they still got it.
But Linda Ronstadt wouldn't come out.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you just know when to stop.
Yeah.
She knows to stop.
She's been ill.
I know.
And she's have you seen her lately?
No.
I love Linda Ronstadt.
I do, too. I was had a crush on Linda
it
Ronstadt.
It breaks my heart to see her. She's living in the Bay Area, and she gave an interview a couple of years ago on the news about some charity, and she's huge.
She's Linda Ronstadt now.
She can't help it because she's on drugs for medication.
It's teasing.
And she can't. She'll never sing again, she says. She'll never sing again. So you know, you got to know when to stop, Stevie.
Maybe it sounds good in her head.
So if she's going to be there at the Grammys concert and people pay...
Heidi knows exactly what that's like.
Right, I'm like, yeah, I'm totally
everything sounds
feeling
good
this.
In her head.
Like, yeah, and they're like, oh my God, how do you think you can sing?
So what do you bet Fleetwood Mac has got some chick who sounds like her that's going to be off stage singing, and Stevie will think it's her when it's not her,
like a little
and her mic will be turned off? What do you bet? They probably got... Because they're committed to do the show. People made a lot of money to hear them. And then you got this. Wow.
I'm sad.
You ruined my morning. I was in such a good mood after winning and then this.
It seemed like you were, and I wanted to ruin it for you.
Thank you for popping my glory
bubble.
Your good
mood's not allowed around here.
Yeah. You only have good moods on Fridays, Thursday. Anything else in your news that you want to cheer us all up with now?
Well, there's something. Since we're disturbing each other, Johnny's going to throw a photo up for those of you watching the webcast as well. There's a mysterious devil-like creature. That's been born. People are afraid it may be a mutant hybrid between a lamb and a human, or a sheep and a human. Now, I thought biology was such, and that nature would not allow the crossbreeding of the species.
Right.
Well, naturally it won't, but I mean, with, you know, Island of Dr. Moreau and genetic coding, maybe you could in a lab.
Especially with sheep, right? Because we've heard, now, I don't know, but I've heard that there's a lot of lonely men, a lot of lonely shepherds, and sheep are right there. And I've been told, or I've read somewhere, that it's very similar to what they would have if they had a woman.
Okay.
And that's a horrible thing to say. I'm not for
BCL. If they're going to make it in a lab, they're not going to bang the sheep in the lab. That's why we do it in the lab, so we don't have to bang a sheep.
But this isn't in the lab, though.
He shows up with a sheep like, no, sir, we don't.
This is not in the lab. This is not from the island of Dr.
Okay.
This is from a remote village area in South Africa where this pregnant sheep gave birth to this thing. And instead of a beautiful little Mary had a little lamb, a little sweet little lamb didn't come out. What came out was something that the villagers, the entire village emptied out, running, fleeing in terror in all directions, screaming. They finally went back, and the thing was dead, by the way. It didn't live. They're wondering if, in fact, a human somehow may have mated with the sheep, because what came out sure doesn't look like Mary's little lamb.
And you know in the village, they all have a suspect. They're like,
oh, I'm sure.
Wait a second.
It looks like this. Look at that.
It's bald, right?
Uh-huh. We got another one.
Oh, God.
Zoom in on the face. We got another one here. Look at this. Uh-huh. Look at that. Uh-huh. It's like a big, fat, bloated, bald human head. It's a human head.
You know, thank God you don't live in South Africa, because that's what I picture you looking like naked.
I was going to say that.
The body, it's this big, fat, bloated, blobous, obese body.
It looks like it was a girl, though.
How do you figure? Why are you looking there?
How can I not?
Of all the months, the horrible things wrong with this thing.
Well, I looked
thing,
at, I looked
you're
everywhere.
Looking at this junk.
Well, you know, that's what women do. We go, what, was the baby a boy or girl?
How
can
you not see? Heidi is right. Look at that right
it's
there.
A
you can't help you not
that's
see
still
that.
How I imagine you look like naked.
It is, actually. I've got a couple fups going the wrong way. But anyway, this is very disturbing.
Oh, my God.
This really, really, really came out of a sheep.
Do you have a picture of a newborn sheep that's normal so we can have a side-by-side of what it was supposed to look like? Because maybe that's what it's supposed to look like.
Well, don't you know
a day later, it's cute.
It gets its hair.
You've all seen pictures of adorable little lambs. That's what they look like.
But, I mean, I haven't seen one fresh pop out of a sheep.
Well, me neither, but they don't look like this.
I don't know.
If they looked like this, the villagers wouldn't have run screaming. This is not supposed to come out of
the
light.
What's the character in a movie? Pinhead? Was that a character from a scary movie? A bald, like a rotund? That thing looks like that.
I thought the Pinhead was...
That character I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
In the devil movie. When they're all demons or Pinhead.
This is straight from the X-Files. Either it's a mutant... I mean, it's possible, I guess, that as species evolve, it's possible that this was, in fact, a man and an animal that got together, and this was a, thank God, nature killed it at birth, and a hybrid of the two, or an alien,
Why are you saying thank God nature killed it at birth?
Because you wouldn't want this to live and propagate the species. You wouldn't want this to make a whole new line of offspring. What if this thing lived and made new ones? And we got these running around. You got me already, for God's sakes. You don't need these.
That is...
Isn't that awful and terrifying
so
and scary?
Disturbing.
I just like to go out there and check your manger in the morning and find this thing.
But it lived. I mean, it lived for the entire pregnancy. Made it that far.
Quite dead now.
How long did it live outside the womb?
Doesn't say. I don't know.
I'm wondering if it died or if they killed it. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, kill it.
It does look like its head's bashed in, doesn't it? Look, the forehead's, but the whole thing's kind of deformed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. Scary. Devil lamb born with humanoid head sparks panic among villagers.
It looks like everybody who shops at Walmart with their shirt off.
You know? Johnny, can you Photoshop this in the Kmart aisle? I bet we can just put this on that website. It'll blend right in. Have it shopping in the Tide section or something. It does look like a Walmart shopper.
I thought sheep had hooves, too, right? It looks like it has fingers.
No, it's got hooves.
Little fingernails.
No, it looks like it's like...
Oh, okay. It's got little...
Two or three little hooves.
Hoof toes.
Looks
yeah.
like it works down DMV. Long-ass fingernails.
But yeah, it's completely bald and pink. Human skin.
I hate that they threw it in the river. You know, they burned it and threw the ashes in the river. They should have eaten it. Why waste a good meat?
You would have eaten it.
If I was hungry villager in South Africa.
You'd have had little alien lamb chops.
Okay, fine. Starve to death. You're not going to eat your mutant hybrid lamb humans.
That's a good name for a punk band.
Alien lamb chops. Opening up for Alien Ant Farm.
Now, finish your little lamb chop hybrid human species creature.
Ooh.
Or starve. Why can't you be like next to you? You're nothing like your brother.
Why did you turn into Surf Junkie Jeff all of a sudden?
Scary.
I was speaking glottal style.
Oh, that. Okay. Very close. Very similar.
The language of the African bush people.
Maybe that's who he's giving the surf report to. He's doing
they
the South African
love him.
Surf report. Means tasty waves.
This looks like one of those like obese rich guys who falls overboard in the yacht and they find him 6 months later out there at sea,
right,
and he's
all
bloated and bleached.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
never go on a cruise, Frosty.
No.
They should have at least done a DNA test on that thing.
I know.
Just to see what it's made up of.
But see, the scary thing is, Heidi, what if it was a hybrid of the two species.
Right.
They'll be telling people, you know what, you can make them, then people would make them.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, they would, too.
You'd probably stop
it's
doing
it. It's like, hey, look, you can get a sheep pregnant. It's going to stop guys from banging sheep.
Or at least wear a condom.
Or at least put a condom on.
Yeah, but child support is so much cheaper. Throw a couple bags of Milo or something their way once a month.
See a bunch of guys and their sheep sitting down at the gynecologist's office fitting them for diaphragms.
IUD.
She said sheepishly. Anyway, that was my most disturbing story
That's
of the millennium.
That's a pretty good one. Tough
so
to
far.
Beat that. Ooh.
Almost as disturbing as the sex pillows of Japan. Do we have time for that?
Yeah, my pillow give birth?
It's part human.
That's how you found out people are banging pillows.
You better stay away from your socks, too.
If you're flipping through in the obscure cable channels, like above 300, and you saw some documentary channel on National Geographic Channel, Discovery, The Sex Pillows of Japan, would you get up and watch
you
it?
Like, let's record this.
Another good name for a band.
Hell of a lineup.
Got photos of that as well. In Japan, I guess the latest rage are therapeutic sex pillows. Now, these are actual pillows I'll show you here. Pillows that you can snuggle with, put your head on, and go to sleep. And then when you're in the mood to do something else, like when you wake up or when you're going to bed, there's parts of the pillows that are anatomically appropriate to try to make little mutant pillow creatures. It has all the plubby. It looks like
one pillow you were dating, and then you married it.
Right. Very good.
Because one is shaped like a woman, the other is shaped like a pillow. Right. you really got to watch the show to get all
there
the
we jokes. Go. Dating, married, got it. So this is just pillows with a womanly plumbing in the bottom. The rest is just a pillow. Here's a pillow with little breasts on the top.
But it has straps on it, so you tie it to another pillow.
Well, yeah, you can tie it to it. It's like,
or you could tie it to or you could put a it guy. On. Yeah.
And here's one that's made for, you get a lap dance from your pillow.
He's behind it.
Right. Well, it's...
Because it's got a thing in the back, too.
Sex
pillow.
Lap dance pillow.
Now, the thing is, these are selling so well in Japan, they can't make enough of them. They're just making them like crazy, and people don't have any shame. They're saying, okay, fine, it's the latest thing. Sex pillow. Would you... Chris was just writing itself this year, isn't it?
It's pretty easy,
Do you like a Japanese sex pillow?
How do you...
Yeah, I would, actually.
If I can't get a new one, can I get a used one if I find one? At the Goodwill?
eBay.
Don't throw that. I'll give it to Salvation Army. They can use it. Really? Maybe it'll stop. I mean, if all you really want is occasional humpity-bumpity, and you don't want to put up all the other crap of a relationship, maybe some people won't marry anymore. You know, why even get in a relationship? You can just, you know, have friends and then have your sex pillow at night. What do you think?
Well, I think the problem is that you got to clean it every time, and there's always the shame. When you're cleaning your sex pillow.
Right.
You don't leave it for the maid.
I mean, you've had shame when you've had sex with people, and then after it was over, it's like, I can't believe I just had sex with that person. I feel so bad. Can you imagine the regret of having sex with that pillow, and now you got to go clean it?
Yeah.
I mean, a self-cleaning sex pillow, I'm in.
But he doesn't want to be like, okay, take
it
out
gets
the
up,
inner.
Walks to the bathroom.
Via the kitchen, it cooks something, and throws itself in the washing machine. The Japanese will probably come up with that. They're very crafty.
Yeah, this is just phase one. I'll wait until phase three comes out. Lisa May, what's going on traffic right now?
Traffic report is being brought to you by That's Traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Lisa's going to make her way in here and give us some more news. One of the big news stories of the day is new treatment. For cancer, very exciting. If you celebrate your birthday today on July 13th, you celebrate with the following famous people. Michael Mando is 36. He plays Nacho Vargas on Better Call Saul. He's also Vic on Orphan Black. And he plays Matt Gargan in the Spider-Man Homecoming movie that's in theaters. He's 36 years old. Ken Jeong is 48, actor from The Hangover and Community. He also has his own ABC sitcom, Dr. Ken. Spud Webb. You may remember him, former NBA star who won the 1986 slam dunk contest despite being 5'7". He's 54 years old today. Tom Kenny, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Friend of the show.
Is 55. Rhonda Vincent. They call her the new queen of bluegrass, but she turns 55 today as well.
I'm not familiar with it.
I love the bluegrass music with friends and family. I'm an all-American bluegrass girl and proud as I can.
Song sounds different.
And every rhyme is an E sound.
Cameron Crowe turned 60, writer director of Almost Famous, Say Anything, Vanilla Sky, Jerry Maguire. He also wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he was married to Nancy Wilson from Heart for 24 years.
That's a very full life.
Yeah.
You stop now.
Daphne Reed is 69. She was Vivian Banks on Fresh Prince of Bel Air. She was the second more attractive Aunt Viv, so you know what she's doing today. Cheech Marin. Turned 71, Cheech and Chong. Roger McGuinn is 75, the Byrds lead singer.
To everything, turn.
Also 75, Han Solo. Harrison Ford.
Wow.
75
years old. Patrick Stewart is 77.
Well, Patrick Stewart looks way older than Harrison Ford.
Well, it's because he's been completely bald for a long time. Bald people look a little bit older.
Yeah.
I saw him in a commercial recently. I forget what it's for. It's
Han Solo or Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart. It starts with Mark Wahlberg looking in a mirror, and he turns into Patrick Stewart. And Patrick Stewart speaks, and he sounds like an old man now.
He's 77.
Well, I know, but I mean, he's showing and sounding his age, and I hate to see that because I still think of his vibrant Captain Picard. That guy's, he's aged.
He's
now.
Grandpa Picard.
It's 3 days till Game of Thrones returns, all you Game of Thrones fans, so make sure your DVR is still set for it. Lisa May, what's going on in the news? I want to hear about this cancer treatment.
I'm
going
to tell you, but first, you need to know that the KLOS pre-sale for Ozfest meets Knotfest is today at 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. tonight. You need to know the password. It's easy. It's KLOS. Ozfest meets Knotfest is at the Glen Helen Amphitheater November 4th and 5th with Ozzy Osbourne, Rob Zombie, Prophets of Rage, Marilyn Manson, Deftones, and more. So that's pretty cool. And Money on the 20s coming up at 9:20. The keyword today is torrents. When you hear the cue to call, the caller 20, know the keyword, and you will be qualified. News of the day brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Okay, this new drug is the first ever to genetically alter a patient's cells. The FDA panel approved it, and so it should be hitting the market soon. Novartis created this drug to fight leukemia and other cancers by transforming a patient's cells into a living drug that bolsters the immune system to shut down the disease. So basically, your body fights it itself. It's being called a new era in medicine. They've been working for a long time to find a cell that affects your genes like this. It is not without side effects. A 6-year-old who was in a study almost died from the side effects, raging fever, crashing blood pressure, lung congestion, but she recovered and is cancer-free.
Yeah, I'll take the side effects. I'll take
it. Well, the side effects of cancer is death, too, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I'll take the side effects of, I have a fever and my lungs are filling.
And I might die, but
I get those same side effects when I hear a Justin Bieber song. But
see,
I survive.
You're fine.
There was a moment at the ESPYs last night people have been talking about today a lot. Peyton Manning hosted, and here's what he said about Kevin Durant.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And I got to tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
So the camera, you watched this, right? So the camera cuts to Kevin, who's stone-faced. Yeah, just like didn't move a muscle, just stared at Peyton. And then when they go to Russell Westbrook puts his hand over his mouth. And at first it looks like he's just like not making any sort of face. But you kind of see his cheeks start to go up, like he's covering up his laughing. So I don't know if Kevin Durant was like being funny or not, but now it's a meme of him just staring.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Peter Hintz was the head of Queen's Road Crew when the band collaborated with David Bowie on Under Pressure, and he says there are a whole bunch of songs that they recorded that have never been released. He was
after
in
all this
studio?
Time, they were just now finding this out after what, 35 years?
Yeah.
40 years
later? Was it 81?
Guy,
they were just
there.
In a filing cabinet somewhere, Frosty. Yeah. Well, here they are.
Then maybe they sucked.
Could be.
That's why they didn't release it. That's why the Prince library. He didn't release the stuff. Michael Jackson. No, he didn't release the stuff. And then it becomes a Renegade Jeep commercial.
Michael Jackson's unreleased album is going up for auction later this month, and that infuriates me. Sometimes if artists don't release stuff, it's because they don't want you to hear it.
That's
they
true.
Didn't like it.
That's true. He says he was in the studio when they recorded them, and they're raw but good tracks. They did original songs, they did covers, they did some rock classics. It was all recorded, so this is all going to be written up in a book by a music historian who's doing a book on Bowie. And he says there's no question the recordings exist, but then where are they?
But the thing is, if David Bowie wanted them released when he was alive, he probably would have taken steps. Says, hey, let's just get this stuff and redo it and put it out there.
Right.
But he didn't.
Yep.
Well,
so artistically, he probably didn't want you all to hear it.
You just talked recently about stuff that you did that you recently wanted to get back out and kind of mess around with, and the place that you had them stored had lost them or got rid of them or whatever. So maybe you do keep them because you're like, there's something there, but
I'll get to it someday.
I'm not inspired by it right now. I need to step away and come back.
Artist Eric is a big recording artist. He does tons of stuff we never hear. Why? Because an artist wants you to hear it when it's ready to be heard. And not until then should any ears hear it. Right, Mr. Maestro?
I don't mind getting the raw tracks. These that exist, I would like to hear these studio sessions if they're billed as them goofing off.
Right.
But don't redo them and then re-release them as the artist. That's what they did with Michael Jackson. That's what they keep doing with Tupac. They keep putting new beats under just him randomly. randomly rapping. Don't do that and say that that was the intention, because it never was. But I'd love to hear the raw tracks. It's just them goofing off.
Well, if you're smeared to smithereens on the 101 way home today, and we go to your apartment, we find all these unreleased tracks.
My house.
Of stuff you've recorded for the years, and release it, wouldn't your spirit be upset by that? What are you doing? If I wanted people to hear that, I would have released it, but I didn't because I didn't like it. I wasn't done with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do have members of Queen still around, so it would be interesting to talk to them and get their opinion and what they think should be done with it as well. Like, Eric's wife would probably have a say in it.
Oh, no, no, no. He didn't. He was not done with that.
They would financially profit from it if it's released. Oh, yeah, it doesn't
she's mean telling well, him not to release greedy it now. I mean, he's alive.
Never,
so
ever.
Thank you for that.
And Martin Scorsese fans are going to love this. Joe Pesci has joined the cast of The Irishman. The Irishman is about a mob hitman. Frank Sheeran was his name. And right before he died, he confessed to killing Jimmy Hoffa. So Robert De Niro and Al Pacino have already signed on, but Pesci said no a bunch of times. For whatever reason.
He had retired from acting. He said never again.
He just wasn't going to do it. Well, yeah, they finally got him. So this will be the first time that Scorsese's worked with Al Pacino, which is kind of amazing. Harvey Keitel is rumored to be in the movie along with Bobby Cannavale. So that should be
what a
pretty
cast.
Cool cast. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is going to come out on Netflix, but they're going to have a small theatrical release so that they qualify for Oscars.
Can't wait for that.
There's fresh and there is In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference. And that's news of the day.
How do you get along with your neighbor? Maybe you have a good relationship. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't even talk to them. Maybe you only talk in angry notes to each other. When we come back, Frosty's got a story about neighbor wars.
Oh, boy.
Next, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. You can also text the show anytime. Just text FHF. Then your comments to 68683. Keep it here with Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. How's your relationship with your neighbor?
You know, the problem is when you have a neighbor and you own your home, you're stuck because you get a mortgage and you don't want to leave and you like it. And you know, you're there for years. Then there's some idiot right next to you or across the street from you, and they're there for years.
Yeah, I don't care how much you like the house when the real estate agent showing it to you. It seems like your dream home. You probably need to walk through the neighbor's house, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's actually great advice.
Well, the problem, too, I think a lot of times is a lot of people go to open houses on Sundays, and I know, like, my neighborhood on a Sunday, lovely, really quiet, there's no one around, but my neighborhood during the week and on Saturday night is insanity. It's people parking, people getting drunk at the restaurants nearby, and then coming to their car at 2:30 in the morning, fighting, loud music, still drinking our bedroom window's right to the street, and it's like, oh my God.
Oh, gee, I feel bad
like
for you.
Sunday, you're like, this neighborhood is just delightful.
So you're trying to make love on a Saturday night, and like, here's glass breaking, and people vomiting.
And a lot of screaming and fighting and cursing.
Well, that's inside.
If you're selling your house, I thought you had to divulge nuisances.
No, just like dead bodies, I think. It's the only thing you need to do.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. But I thought if
died in the house, I think it's the only thing you have to tell people.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But I thought the definition of nuisance, which is kind of general, would be if there's a consistent noise, like there's a train that goes by all the time, or the next door neighbors have rock bands that play all hours. If you don't disclose stuff like that when they buy your house, they can get out of it or something like that. You could be because you misrepresented the house by not telling.
But you're never going to sell your house if you're like, listen, just so you know, every Tuesday and Thursday nights, the neighbors have band practice for 4 hours.
Yeah, I wouldn't mention it either, but I thought you had to legally.
No.
You don't have to.
Maybe the real estate agent has to. So don't tell your real estate agent about it because they have to. Really?
No, because it might not be a nuisance to you. You know what I mean? It's like if you can't stand the smell of their neighbor's flowers because you have allergies, you're not going to say, well, if you have allergies, don't move here because she has a lot of flowers next door.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So some people don't like the sound of a bouncing basketball out there. Let's say all the kids get together next door and play basketball all afternoon, every day. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Oh, come on, man. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Well, look around. If the neighbor has a basketball goal, you figure, okay, maybe they just bought it and they played one weekend and then it's still there and no one ever plays.
It could be decoration to look cool. I might do that. Yeah. Oh, look at my basketball goal. Never use it.
That might look like bait. I wouldn't do that at your house. You know what I mean?
The Mickey Mouse basketball goal.
No one looks at you and goes, I bet he shoots hoops a couple times a week.
Anyway, apparently if you have annoying neighbors that get on your nerves, some of you do what I've done. I've done this twice as I can remember, maybe more. Have you ever left a note for your annoying neighbor telling them to cut something out or stop doing this or do that? I've done that twice.
Oh, you just recently had to deal with this because of the mail situation, right?
That's when the postman was misdelivering the next-door neighbor's mail to my mailbox, and I kept walking over across to the yard to the neighbor next to me and put it in on their porch. And I left a note saying I'm doing this, and they left me a note saying, don't just throw our mail on the porch next time. Slide it under the door. It gets all messy. I'm thinking, well, you bitch. From now on, it goes in the black can. Find it yourself.
But say it with a pleasant British accent. It sounds nice.
Oh, you bitch.
If you read the letter like that.
Oh, okay.
So you go, hey. You can't read a letter like that.
Right. If you could not put it on the porch.
You're the bitch. You read it like that. Read it nice, like Mary Poppins.
With a smile on your, there was your this, voice.
Please, kind sir, had, you did not just throw it on the...
There was no please in it. There was no please and thank you in it. It was all vinegar and venom and pissment. Anyway, the two things I've complained about, not that. There was when my Studio City house, which I'm currently renting. I get back in about 6 months. Hallelujah. Please come on February. There used to be a dog problem right next to me, two houses down, actually, where they would let their little yipping dog bark all day and all night. I guess they were never home. Somehow they gave it food and water, but I never saw them. But I heard it, that dog, at all hours. Now, we go to bed early to get it into a morning show. Bark, 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 bark. So finally, I went over there. I went down to Target, and I got one of those big, huge boards. It's like 3 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah, the poster board.
The poster board, right. Mm-hmm. And an easel. And I, big paintbrush, and I put bark, 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 bark. And I put the easel in their yard with the bark sign.
Towards their yard?
No, it was in the front yard.
You put it in their yard.
I snuck over the cover of darkness and put a bark, 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 bark,
bark,
bark, bark.
Was that the time that you wore a fake mustache and sombrero?
I did. A sombrero, because I wouldn't look... And what else did I do?
Because no one's going to guess it's you in a sombrero.
Well, if you had a mustache and a sombrero, shouldn't there be an accent over the A in bark?
I disguised myself, and I walked on my tiptoes so they couldn't see my shoe size if I left a shoe print. You know, I drew a fake mustache. I mean, I figured it was in the dark of night. You know, well, it was kind of...
Never know when someone might have security cameras. Right.
Anyway, and the other time was, Frank, the house you sold me years ago in Burbank.
Uh-huh.
Little place, nice little place.
Yeah, I don't remember any bad neighbors, though.
You didn't tell me that the guy who lived next to you or across the street from you was an organ delivery guy. And I don't mean the musical kind, I mean the bloody kind.
He must have moved in the same time you did. I don't remember him.
Okay, so all right. So you weren't withholding that information from me?
Because, what's the problem with that?
Because they had two delivery vans for their, like, bloody organ delivery service, what they would park in front of my house.
What?
Yeah. It was like one of these streets where you can park wherever you want, wherever you can find a space. Well, these spaces happen to be right in front of my house.
No, I never saw the bloody organ van.
And every time you look, I was like,
you know, sell the ice cream truck.
Bloody organ delivery call. It's pictures of kidneys and spleens. And
Frosty.
And I'm like, what the hell's in these vans all night?
And they shouldn't be sitting there all night, should they? Doesn't somebody need those? And quickly, why is that truck ever sitting anywhere?
Sorry, 9 to 5. That's all we work.
Clocking out.
So I knew it was the house across the street because I'd see sometimes a guy get out of his car and walk across the street. And he parked both of his vans in front of my house. Finally, one time, I snuck a note, put it on their door, and it said, oh, dear, would you mind not parking your bloody blood delivery vans in front of my house? There are other spaces in front of your house. Why park them in front of mine? Because you obviously don't want them to be seen in front of yours. I don't either.
And?
They did it. They started parking where they belong.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
Yay.
See that British accent, Frank? You're right. You really good.
Hopefully
things
they
done
read it like that.
Then at the top, you got to go, please read with a British accent.
Yes, yeah, write that.
Then I see today, story of poor woman who's living in the Harvey Park neighborhood in Colorado, a suburb of Denver, and she had this note. She went to the media, saw the news story, went national. She showed the media this horrible note that was plastered onto her front door when she got home. It said, quote, oh, by the way, I have a photo of the one we could put up. This poor woman here. This is the homeowner. Poor woman here.
Okay.
Neighbor, poor woman. The note said, quote, lady, you're in the running for the worst lawn in the neighborhood. Put down the pipe, the bottle, the bong, the joint, the cigarettes, and obviously the cheeseburger.
Oh.
And water your grass. Try killing a weed instead of smoking it. Your second paragraph, long note. Your yard is an embarrassment to the neighborhood. You're hurting the home values. You are such a loser. That's the note this poor, rather rotund woman found when she got home. People didn't like the way her yard looked and her house looked, or she looked. She is a rather large
woman. Is this the first
woman?
The first contact the neighbors have made with, to her about the yard? This
first she
very
heard.
First?
Yeah. Oh. And, of course, it was a sob story because on the news, her side of it is, she says, I'm a single mom. I have an autistic 3-year-old boy, a deaf blind mom who lives with me. I'm 24. I work 3 jobs to provide for my family. I'm clinically depressed, and I have an eating disorder.
Oh, come on.
Well, look at her.
Clinically you can't stop chewing and swallowing.
So how'd you like to be clinically depressed, eating disorder, deaf mom, autistic kid, blah, 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 working 3 hours.
I guess
and
the
then you find that note at your front door. That's when you lose it and go.
But just because you have a lot of things going on in your life doesn't mean you can be an asshole to your neighbors.
You're right.
And let your yard go to pot and bring property values down because your mom's deaf.
Well, I wouldn't do what this note did because it's getting personal. It's one thing to say, hey,
let's cause everybody else some pain because my kid has autism and mom's deaf. And I have an eating disorder. So let's make the whole neighborhood have a little bit of my pain.
Yeah, that is a little weird. Like if you,
I'm with the neighborhood. Cut your grass, Annie.
Well, I think I'm in between here because I think if you do spend any time, like I walk the dogs, I see my neighbors. Now, if I saw her yard, I would go, oh, God, you know, we went through a period, too, is having a hard time keeping our grass green. You know, and talk to her about, she's like, I just don't have time, or I don't have the money, or I can't afford the sprinklers, or whatever it is. Like, talk to her.
How about the neighbors get together and pitch in and buy her some sod?
So that maybe you can.
And like, that way she has one good thing happen in her life.
But that would be nice. If the neighbors knew her story, maybe they would. But Frankie said a while ago, 30 seconds ago, you had cut the grass, fatty. Really?
Well, that would have been the first note.
Yeah, see, that note for the first encounter is a lot. Because have you mentioned it to her before? Like, hey, you know, we're all trying to really kind of keep
take her a pie.
Yard.
You know, she's going to love pie.
Like, take her too,
no,
man.
No, you don't get the pie. Water your grass. You're going to make a commitment to water your lawn? All right, you can have the pie.
Yeah, just give her a push lawnmower and then put a pie in front of her and just walk around her yard. She cuts her grass.
And turn.
I wouldn't have gotten personal and criticized her appearance. That's uncalled for. There's no reason for that. But in a New York minute, if my neighborhood value is going down and my house value is going down because someone next to me is not cutting their grass, yeah, I'll leave notes.
So did you go with the whole bark, 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 bark sign on the easel with the big, you know, the poster board as... Were you trying to be amusing and funny in the way where it's not quite offensive, but they do get the message?
Like
so instead of like just giving the angry note right off the bat, this is let them see that and go, well, at least that was creative.
Yes and no. Yes. There was that aspect of it. But also, I figured all the other houses around here have to hear what I'm hearing. And I want them all to see this note, too. So as they would be leaving for work the next day, they'd all pass her house and someone finally did something and put a note in the yard. Bark, 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 because we all probably were equally annoyed.
What if that sign was in your yard?
Well, my dog doesn't bark.
Really? I met your dog. I saw your dog at the dog adoption.
All he does is bark.
And your dog barked the entire time. Never even got used to being there.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
I mean, even when you were like,
he's got dogtism or something.
Enough.
I couldn't get him to stop.
He doesn't listen to
but
you.
But he's not normally like that. He doesn't bark at home.
Yes, he does. No, I was in your house and he barked. But I put the battery. He helped you put the battery in your Jeep. We were over there and the whole time he was. You can't hear your own dog. See, these neighbors can't hear your own dog.
Maybe it's your dog barking.
He only barks when he sees other people. He's saying, help, help. Take me with you. No,
it's a Morse code. He's trying to ar.
So I was thinking with the guys with the organ donor vans. What the note you put on there was like, please don't park in front of my house, or was it
don't
please
park.
Thank you?
Yeah,
don't park here.
I was
move your damn van.
Please don't park your bloody bloodmobile in front of my house. Oh, I lied a little bit. I forgot about. I lied.
You, yeah.
I said,
could you have a heart?
Oh.
And please move your van. I haven't lived here long.
I live here.
I haven't livered here long.
And we have kidneys that we're trying to take.
I love livering here.
We have little kidneys that are trying to play in the yard and they can't.
So,
I mean, they would.
Let me just explain myself.
Right. Let me explain myself.
Here's a book.
I don't mean to be a pancreas, but. But hey.
Here's a book on being the nice neighbor. You can look that up in the appendix.
See?
No, I did
There's
say.
There's other ways of handling it.
I did say in the note, and this was a complete lie, but again, they did move their truck, so it worked. I said, just so you know, I have a problem with blood. And every day I go out and I see your blood mobiles right in front of my house, and it makes me upset. Now, that was a lie. I didn't even live there. I rented it out for a year and then sold it.
Right.
Then why'd you care?
Because I didn't like driving by and seeing it.
You don't even live there.
But it was
That's
still
the whole
my,
point of being a landlord. Was, you don't live there. Who gives a damn until the tenant calls you and says there's a problem?
It was still my house. Once you give them an inch, they take a mile, Frank. Soon they'd be in my yard, moving in, blood everywhere.
You're just that guy.
Organs in the refrigerator.
He's the Gladys Kravitz.
Yeah, he's the I have nothing better to do.
Those are the worst neighbors. Because I mean, sometimes they're good because they can keep a neighborhood watch. Like, just so you know, there was
they're
something.
They're never good.
But most of the time, it's like, oh my God, get a part-time job. Go do something.
Enjoy yourself instead of just looking to this is the only communication you have with others is by leaving notes on vans.
My God, it is.
Yeah.
That is.
Didn't you do that with an RV, too, that was in your neighborhood that was parking?
Oh, I did. Oh, that was in front of my house. I'm running. Yes, sure. And they moved that thing.
I'm sensing a trend here.
Yeah. I said, you have one choice, buddy. Move it or tow it. You got 24 hours. I'm not messing around. Don't push me.
You're the barking dog when you see other people. Vans in front of my house.
Well, it was a big RV. It was like a 25-foot long, crappy old motorhome that people, they were living, sleeping in it in front of my house, right by my front. How are you in the front of the house?
This is a nice neighborhood.
And it was crappy, falling apart, duct tape holding it together. Mm. And
so it might have been a nice Mike Thompson RV, then you just said fine.
It's like from 1952. It was disgusting, and it took up my whole view, and I go out and see it every day.
Yeah.
I knew the people were in there, which is kind of weird.
Did you ever meet them?
No, but I left a note, and it was gone the next day. See, that doesn't call for niceties, because what they did was damn rude.
But legal.
Legal, but you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Look, if you're not... Oh, here's where this poor people will hate me. If you're not well off
Too
enough...
Too late.
...to be able to buy your own home, and I was there for years and decades. Eventually, I had enough money to buy my own place. Once you own your place, especially an overpriced place like L.A., where it costs, you know, $1 million or $2 million to get a house. I mean, it's crazy, right? Your whole life is sunk into this property. And if somebody parks their crappy RV right in front of your house on the street, they're hurting your property value and ruining your quality of life and your view. I won't let that happen. You will move it or I'll have it towed.
Or blow it up.
Now, someone out there sleeping in the street, oh, we have the right to park anywhere we want, sleep where we want. Yeah, you do, but you ain't going to do it here.
Mm. You're lucky, though. You are lucky that people aren't going to confront you. Because what if he was like, what, buddy? I can park wherever I want. I got three. And then you.
Well, I mean, this is out here in front of the radio station. There's, I think, 24 hours or 48 hours you can leave a car at any certain spot.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy who has a van. I think he might live in it. And he basically every 2 days just rotates, moves it across the street.
Right. So I've seen it.
Yeah. It just goes from one side of the street to the other. Every 48 hours it moves. But he's legally within the means because you leave a car there 48 hours and it is a public street.
I'm sorry for that guy, but it's different. If that was in front
I mean,
of
it
your
might
house,
be rude, but it's legal. And if it was in front of your house, because it's legal. I mean, you live on a public street, Frosty.
But he did the right thing. He's parking it in a business district where there's no one living next to him. See what I'm saying? If he went to a residential, if he went two blocks around the corner.
It's not about being the right thing. It's like he's not breaking any rules. This guy backed up his RV 5 feet. He moved his RV.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a difference between parking in front of someone's house and parking on some street where it's businesses that are closed after 5 or 6
I understand that difference, but I'm saying it's still within the law. So
I
you
know.
Really have no case here.
Well,
you're just being, yeah, I mean,
law,
obviously it sucks. Move.
Lost law.
Move.
Me move.
Why
not? Move.
If it's bothering you that much, don't live on a public street.
See, it was there.
Like moi.
It was there for like a week and a half. I put up with it for a night or a day. You know, things happen, but it was like day after. I thought, okay, he's like squatting now. In the space, the parking space, took up all three parking spaces in front of my house. All three.
What's more rude, that these people are living in a dilapidated RV out in front of your house, or are you living alone in a house that has four bedrooms?
Yeah, Frank was there and said that you don't even have anything in these
You
rooms.
Could invite them in.
What
allow them to live with you.
Three are completely empty. I never can go.
Yeah, you have all this space, and you're like, get out. It's rude for you to be out in front of my place that I don't even need all this space.
So now I move
your family of 10 in that dilapidated mobile of yours. Why not bring them in?
If
Put them up.
You know. I don't even go in those bathrooms completely empty.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's rude.
But if I did go in that front empty bedroom, and if I did look out the window, I'd see their damn ugly RV with them out there sleeping all night. I don't want to see that.
Well, park it in your garage. Let them have a bedroom. I don't know. Let's go Brian or Braun. Is it Braun or Brian?
It's Braun.
That's how we say it in Southern Indiana. Hey, Braun.
Hey, Braun.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good morning this morning.
Morning.
What's wrong with your neighbor?
Good afternoon this morning.
We've covered that.
I used to have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work, and my neighbors would play this music. I don't have to name their, but it was sounded like this: bing bop, bing bop, bing bop, all night long, and I couldn't sleep. So I did an old Texas trick because I used to raise pigeons, and I knew it would work. And every day for a week, I threw bird seed over the fence into their yard. So the birds would come there and poop all over their lawn chairs and all over their furniture and in their lawn.
But did they make the connection that their loud music at night was bringing the birds in the morning?
Well, I asked them several times. No, the bird seed was bringing the birds.
Well, but I know
Brian.
I think his name's Brian. I think it's definitely not Brain.
He could have a Brian problem. Yeah, Frank, you're right. Connecting those dots is asking an awful lot.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell kind of music that was.
German polka, perhaps?
Yes, yeah. Oompa Loompa music. Oompa Oompa or whatever.
Oompa dee doo. You're right.
The hell?
They love that Willy Wonka soundtrack.
Electronica on bronze level.
It's hard to dance to. Gonna need drugs to do anything with that.
Here we go. That's what it is.
Send in the pigeons.
From Ron to Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hi, it's Frank.
Yep.
I agree with Frosty. There's a Corvette or Firebird in front of the side of my house, right in front of my bedroom window, and it's got probably 3 tickets on its windshield from street sweeping, and the guy still doesn't move it. And there was a truck right in front of my house, and I one morning just went out, kind of walked around it pretty obviously, and the next day it was gone.
I was going to say, don't cars get towed anymore?
Well, they're supposed to, but the cops have other things to do. They're supposed to tow them, but did they get around actually
tickets,
doing it?
Yeah.
No. And there is that, I forgot about that street thing. Yeah, you get filthy out there. If you don't move your stupid car, then the leaves never get swept on sweeping day.
Oh, my God.
And then I couldn't put my trash cans out there for trash day. I had to put them, like, way over there somewhere.
Well, you don't have to deal with it because you're up in the clouds, so you don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a man of the people.
It forces me to park way around the corner. And then my fiance has to walk further down, and my same thing with the trash cans. It's very frustrating. It's rude, God. It is what it is.
Sucks. You got to get her to walk around a Corvette. What? Pretend it's yours.
You know what I'll never understand? There's some people who have spaces in front of their house, but they don't want to park in front of their house. They park in front of your house next to you.
No, I don't agree with that.
I hate that.
Yeah, they should park in front of their own house.
Yeah, and.
Yeah. That's like the when you're on a flight and the overhead bin is already filled with bags. I'm like, "Who's bags of these? I'm the first one in my row, and my overhead bin's filled with bags."
Exactly like that.
I'd take them out, sit them in the aisle.
Totally agree. I just wanted to call in.
I feel birdseed.
Yeah, I love your guys' show. I think that's crazy.
It's old Texas trick. Thank you, Ron.
I love that it's an old Texas trick. I think birdseed works everywhere, sir. I don't make that up. Well, in Texas, that's what they eat there. What?
But everything was invented in Texas, just
everywhere.
South of Texas.
Lewis lives next to a recovery halfway house.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I wonder if he knew that when he moved in.
What, he lives next to the station?
Right.
We have one of those, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's.
I could throw a rock and hit that halfway house. At least I'd get halfway there. 1-800-955-5567. Let's take a quick look at traffic in 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report brought to you by...
And now for one of my 3 all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
This is Frosty's song when his neighbor pisses him off.
Yeah, now you're messing with I mean, really, you talk about owning a home. Now, again, it's I hope all of you renting get to own someday if that's what you want to do. There's a pride of
ownership. Renting, you might have a neighbor that's upsetting you.
Oh, I know. But at least if you're renting, when the lease is up, you can move away if you have to. I can get out of here in 6 months or a year. Psh, goodbye.
Yeah.
But if you own it, you get a mortgage, you're stuck, buddy. So if some annoying neighbor's running your life, oh, you know what? This is a war.
But is it really worth it? Is it worth the stress that you're giving yourself? It's just some guy parking his van in front of your house. It's like, okay, is this something to really get upset about to cause me, you know, stress, and then I'll argue, and then what if I have a heart attack? What if that guy has a heart attack? I just yelled at him.
I know. Thank you, Joel Olstein. I know we shouldn't sweat the little things, but we do.
You can be a better you.
I haven't seen you stop sweating.
I'm hot.
Little things, big things, you sweat all things.
Don't sweat the
You're
stuff.
You're a sweater. That's what they say about relationships, too. Like, you should never go to bed angry.
You know, which brings us to a tragic tale.
Yeah, what if you do and something horrible happens?
You'd feel awful for the rest of your life.
There's a lady who saw this in the news a couple nights ago. She's a mother of three, 33 years old. She was, with tears in her eyes, was on one of these Lifetime. You know, you flip through and you see these. I don't usually watch the womanly channels like Lifetime, but I happen to be there, and there's this crying woman. What's she crying about?
You stopped it on a crying woman.
Wouldn't you? Aren't you curious what she's crying about?
Bruises. Frank would have come over.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, a leg bruise.
Anyway, so I wonder why this woman is crying. Well, the reason is because she's telling people don't ever go to bed angry with your partner, with your mate, with your wife, your husband, your boyfriend. Don't go to bed after an argument without settling it, and don't go to bed mad. You know why? Because she and her husband apparently had this terrible knockdown, drag-out fight. I didn't miss the part what the fight was about. She says they were so mad that she says, we're not sleeping together tonight. And he said, I didn't want to. And he went to the sofa. So went out to the sofa and put his pillow and blanket down there and slams the door. Next morning, she wakes up going through the house. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Died in his sleep. She never got to end the argument, never got to say she didn't mean it. She was sorry. She takes it all back. She didn't get
to. So she was wrong.
So in his last thoughts, she's haunted that his last thoughts were being hurt by his wife. How dare she, you know, what have I done? And she never got to end the argument on it. So that's the end of their relationship. His eternal thought is bad end of the relationship as opposed to loving relationship.
She got the last word, though, didn't she? She always had
now,
one.
This is
that's why he's the luckiest man, not on the face of the earth.
It gets worse.
He really is. He was probably out of body experience. Saw his dead body laying there on the couch. He's like, yeah, woo! I died. And she kicked me out of the bed. That bitch is gonna feel guilty forever.
Yeah, there is that. But it gets worse. You know, they had been fighting more than usual lately. He'd been more irritable than usual lately. And after he died, she found out probably the reason why. He had taken on a second job he hadn't told her about, had been doing that for months, working hours. That's why he was coming in late. Because he was saving up money for an anniversary trip to Europe.
This gets better.
That's why he's so exhausted and irritable all the time. And his health was going down.
And she was thinking he was out of the bar with his buddies. Probably has another woman.
Right.
And he had all these tickets purchased that were going to go to Italy and Switzerland and Austria and all to pay for that. He was working this other job.
Oh, my God.
Now, put yourself in his shoes now. You've got this ticket. You got this vacation plan. Now she's giving me so much crap. I'm going to sleep on the couch. And then you die from the exhaustion. God, what a horrible ending for him.
I bet she still goes on that vacation.
That's what he would have wanted. He wanted me to be Steve Spade.
And invite her new boyfriend.
In a weird sort of way, I don't know about the new boyfriend part, but the money's already spent. Can't let it go to waste.
Otherwise, of course you go. Those long nights for nothing. I should at least see things, you know? The Eiffel Tower.
Spread his ashes thither and fro along the way.
Yeah, he wanted his ashes spread on top from the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Anyway, don't go to bed.
This is proof you don't need to know everything, ladies. Just because there's parts of our day that you can't, recall where we were, or and you don't know where we were, we didn't offer the information where we were, doesn't mean you need to know it. Why can't there be such a thing as a surprise when he wants to save up for a round-the-world trip on their anniversary? It's probably an anniversary that means... How long were they married? It's like the 25th or something, you know, milestone. He's like, you know what? I really kind of skipped over it all these years, but I really want to do it right this time. So he's doing the second job, but he can't tell her because it's not sure how much he loves her. But she's got to keep nagging. Nagged him to death.
Doesn't it happen about that age?
God.
Mid-30s, early to mid-30s, got three kids, mid-30s. Oh, so, God. Of course, that's when the bills are crazy and the expenses are crazy and the kids are driving crazy. And especially if you have a second job on the side to pay. That's when you're probably exhausted, right? That's when maybe you start arguing more than ever before, right about then. But he had this wonderful surprise plan for her. He couldn't tell her why he was worn out and exhausted. But he was going to have that wonderful, wonderful anniversary trip. Surprise! And then she's such an evil monster. She's screaming at him so much.
And nagged him to death.
Yeah. Get out of our bedroom. God, poor guy.
Well, I mean, his guardian angel put a pillow on his face in his sleep on the couch to get him out of that situation.
He's in a better place.
You need to come with me.
You're done.
The angel just takes his hand and leaves the situation because she is such a bitch.
Right.
See, ladies, sometimes you don't need to know everything. Stop digging through the phones. Stop trying to find out where we've been all the time. Don't make us check in every minute of the day. All you're doing is looking for a morsel to call yourself a victim so you can have all the support of all your lady friends. Oh, poor you. He was doing what? He was out late at night.
Well, that does.
All you guys feeding into your own paranoia, all you ladies.
Listen.
I'd go through his phone.
Yep.
So then he gets home from work, and then you've been having all these other ladies telling you better dig.
No.
He's probably cheating. I know a girl happened to, and then he wasn't. He was the good guy.
None of your lady friends ever say, oh, he's a great guy. What are you doing? Don't ruin your relationship. You don't know what you're going to throw away. None of them ever say that.
If your guy works...
Hold on a second. I have an update to this story, Frosty.
What?
Oh, no.
Woman whose husband died on sofa.
Yes, yes.
After argument. This is the story you're telling me.
Yes,
here's
same woman.
Update of new headline.
Okay.
Woman whose husband died on sofa after argument finds love with his brother.
Get out!
No! Oh my God!
Are you serious? That was quick. Since yesterday.
Come on, this has got to be foul play. This is ridiculous.
Well, that wasn't in the news story yesterday. Has it happened overnight?
It's strange how from something so awful, something good can happen.
No way.
Is it Mrs. Murray from Somerset?
I don't know. Is it Mrs. Murray from Somerset?
This is absolutely true. This headline just came out today. This occurred, the story Frosty's telling you, took place in May.
Well, they should do an autopsy.
Well, but the TV show thing just aired, and we're doing the crying thing. So.
And today, they have admitted that they are in a relationship that they started through the grieving process.
May, June, July.
He just wants to go on the vacation.
They have the same last name. It would be easier to travel, probably. He's got his brother's knife.
He wants to take the trip and he can dump her like a hot rock. He's up to something.
Is insane.
Is there a more evil woman in the news than this woman?
No, I think she may top it there.
Frosty, do you want to give up your victory for who's going to hell today and just give it to this lady?
I think so, yes. I passed the crowd. The only thing to make this woman worse is if she parked a crappy RV in front of my house and slept with him out there. Wow.
A little 7 o'clock version. Jesus. Didn't that happen?
Come on, Heidi. Let's hear you cheerlead now for your lady friends.
Obviously not gonna cheerlead for her, but you have to look at it from the point of view of
would never do that.
If I know that if you work, let's say 9 to 5, and I know that that's your job, and then it's 10:30, 11 o'clock
at night.
He was working 16-hour days
with that second job she didn't know about.
Right. So if I know that you get off at 5, but it's 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night, you're still not home, I'm supposed to be like, oh, that's cool. It's fine.
Well, I can't tell you the truth about the second job, but then you find out about the vacation. I was bowling with the guys. I was out walking around.
Every night? You don't want to come home and spend any time with your family? Every night, you're out until 11 o'clock or midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to your accusatory tone.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem.
See, the woman's tone is you're guilty till you can prove to me you're innocent. And that's
it doesn't start like that. It's like, hey, you got off at 5. It's like 11 o'clock at night. You didn't call me. I was worried.
See, you already made me want to die on a couch.
No.
A guy wouldn't have a problem. It's a woman's working and gets up. You know she's off at 5 and it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night every night. And she just doesn't come home. Like, where have you been? Well, why aren't you home?
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Like, you're all up in my business. What, am I a dad? You'd be like, what? You got off at 5. It's 11 o'clock at night. Where are you?
Maybe he was doing, like, going to the gym or something. He had a gym bag with him.
Well, then
he's like, I go to work, honey. I'm trying to go to the gym.
Except his health was failing, Frank. He wasn't going
to
get any
better. That's why he's going to the gym. See?
I must have a thyroid problem. Just can't get this weight off.
I guess if it's every day and you got a second job, you got to say that somehow. Then she's going to go, where's the money? Give me the money. We need new baby shoes.
You could say, hey, listen, I'm playing a little something and you'll know about it soon enough.
No, you can't tell her a second job because you can't be having more money. So it has to be something like the gym. That way it's like you're trying to better yourself, but you're not bringing home any money.
But then you got to end up getting in shape and you're not. You're getting in worse shape. She won't believe that.
Or you're at the gym, you get off at 5, you're at the gym for 6 hours. Who does that? You're getting home at 11 o'clock midnight.
I took a steam.
I keep going to sleep in the hot sauna, puts it right under. I wake up 5 hours ago, and where'd the time go?
Every night I do it.
But my pores feel great. Would most women excuse a guy? Now we're talking guys in the mid-30s now. Okay, you got married, the luster is gone, you know, the newness is gone, you're 10 years into your marriage, 15 years. Can you go, hey, you know what? We're kind of smothering each other. Can I just hang out with the guys now and then? Play cards?
You couldn't do it every night. I mean, yeah, there's got to be a guy's night. Women, you have to let guys have a night with their guys.
Could you have five?
It's good for guys.
Cards night on Monday, bowling on Tuesday. I don't know.
You can't do it every night.
No, at some point, you're gay. When you got to hang out with your guys every night, you're just gay.
If everybody is on a steam bath with the guys, that might seem kind of gay.
She may have more to worry about than just you being out.
Heading down to the YMCA again, babe.
Didn't this happen recently, too, to Joe Biden's son, the one that died of cancer?
Bo?
Yeah. What? And then his wife, his widow, starts banging his brother.
His brother, yeah.
Now they're married, and he left his wife through the grieving process. Like, I don't know. That would be, because it's like family to me. So once you marry, even though they're not related, that becomes your brother, essentially, your brother-in-law.
But you know,
in this case, she was a great gal, and the brother's wife wasn't, so they ended up getting divorced anyway, and his brother died, and so, yeah, but just, she was still a great gal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is totally different.
Right.
She nagged this guy to death, and then his brother moves in to get a little, to tap on it.
Yeah.
I would have done an autopsy on that one. That's just fishy. That's so soon.
If you're the rebound brother.
This is a Dateline if I've seen it.
Oh, it's really confusing.
Come on.
But if you're the rebound brother, you know, she's missing my brother who's died. I know she's into me because I look like him and maybe act like him a little bit. That's what she's into. So she's thinking of him when she's with me.
So who's the worst guy, the brother or her? Because the brother knows this, and she's grieving, and maybe they do kind of look alike, and so he's like, hey, it's easy pickings. Because funeral sex, it is easy pickings.
Well, depends on what he's looking for. If he's looking for a relationship, I wouldn't get into a relationship, because you're going to realize sooner or later I'm not him. And that's what you're using me as a stand-in for him.
Yeah, because every time she would see your body parts, or she would feel, she'd be like,
she's thinking of him.
You are like him, like you are. Like, she's, because you know she's looking for those similarities.
So she's crying the whole time she's making love to you, which makes it even better.
You smell like
what am
him.
I to you? Him? I mean, I don't always want to be him. Can I have some me time, please?
Weird.
And I guess if you had time away with the guys, say bowling league night on Tuesday, you couldn't really tell her that because then she's going to show up at the bowling alley.
But what was the problem with him telling her that he had a second job?
And like, I got
the
a
problem
surprise.
Is, I'm going to get a second job. You know, I think we need to make some more money, or I want to save up and maybe get you a better car. And so you lie and say you're going to buy her a better car instead of get her the vacation package. Mm-hmm.
You can say a little bit. You don't say.
What was his second job? Was he?
I don't know, but it was 16 hours a week total is what he was working.
Don't know what he did.
Yeah, I don't
for know. Each job.
I've wadded it up. It's in there somewhere.
16 hours a day he was working. You said, right?
Yeah, 16. So his health was actually suffering. He was working so hard with his regular job.
So he had two full time jobs doing 16 hours a day.
Pretty much. So they probably hardly never saw each other. His health is. But again, he was doing this because he was so in love with her.
But she would have said, "Listen, I don't care that I would rather you be home with me than whatever extra money you were trying to make."
Oh, look, Jamie found out her husband was gay. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
How'd you find out your husband was gay?
Well, it was
his breath,
like you were saying. He would
No, he would go to the gym, supposedly, every day after work. And one morning, I was
J-I-N.
His alarm was going off. I went to turn it off, and it opened up an email he was reading, apparently from one of his lovers, talking about going wig shopping. And I found out it had been going on since about 3 months before we were married.
What shopping? Wig?
Wig.
Wig shopping.
Wig shopping.
Okay.
He was into men who preferred to look like women.
How do you know that wouldn't be a joke? A joke.
Hold on. That's before we go to joke. How'd that make you feel that he wanted guys to dress as women and you're his wife?
Oh, I was absolutely devastated. I didn't realize that all I needed was a strap-on to make him happy.
Now, let me ask you. Do you have manly features, very, like, chiseled face as a woman?
No, actually, I've been told I look a lot like Mandy Moore, only taller. I'm about 5'11", blonde hair,
and looks like
blue
Mandy
eyes.
Moore. My
Ooh,
God.
Wow, Jamie.
Had you?
I'm Mandy Moore.
How long did you date before you got married?
We were together for about a year and a half.
And you had no inklings, no, your radar didn't pick up anything at all?
No. Because he was like my best friend, but you know, I have best friends who are gay, and I guess maybe that should have been a sign.
Now, you mentioned that
I had an 8-year-old son who his father passed away before he was born, and he was so excited to finally have, you know, a father figure in his life. And I remember when I finally had to tell him why we were splitting up, he's like, "Oh, go figure, the first dad I have," and he's gay.
You told your 8-year-old that's why he was leaving, because dad's gay?
Well, by the time we split up and by the time he found out the truth, he was about 11 years old.
Mm. I just say he left me for the bearded lady. He's off at the circus. Now, you did mention that you didn't realize that all you needed was a certain sexual apparatus to make him happy. Mm-hmm. Now, if he would have come to you and said, "Hey, would you be willing to wear a certain sexual apparatus to make me happy?"
Yeah, no.
So we wouldn't have done it anyway, so. Not even once, Jamie. Not one time.
Now, granted, you know, after I found out I may have wanted to use a certain apparatus, but probably with an additional attachment
for pain.
Jamie, don't take this wrong, because I do not mean this as a criticism, cut, slam. Or I don't mean this in any negative light at all. But you seem a little tomboyish, and in a way that Heidi is. I mean, there's women who are very petite and very feminine and paint and powdered and pretty in sundresses. Then there's the ones who are like one of the guys. You seem like one of the guys.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he was into you, because you're...
I dress like a lady. I look like a lady. I wear makeup. I wear dresses to work. But on the weekend, I go hunting. I go shooting. I go camping and off-roading.
And that's what he bonded with, was the more masculine side of your personality.
He might be a lesbian. You ever thought about that?
5'11", Mandy Moore?
You ever thought about being a lesbian?
Maybe I should just change my name to James.
Why not?
There you go. Okay.
How long do you stay with the guy after you see the email about the guy that he's banging?
Going like, wig shopping.
Yeah, do you confront him that night and go, "What's this email about?"
I almost did. I actually ended up calling a really good friend of mine. I talked to her about it. She gave me some great advice. I got all the evidence off of his phone. I downloaded it to my computer, and I waited until the next day to confront him about it.
Okay, so I was wondering, just that one email alone could have been a prank or a joke or a snide. You see things I send to Frank and Eric and Heidi. So you got more ammunition, so to speak, before you started confronting him with
it. Oh, by the time I was done digging through everything, I mean, I was shaking on the floor of our kitchen.
I don't know if I would have dug.
There had been like 13 altogether.
13 during your relationship. Wow.
He was still in a quote-unquote relationship.
You never noticed his breath once. Okay, whatever.
It's a gum chewer.
I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to send you to a Blue Oyster Bar. No, Blue Oyster Cult. See what I did there. Yes, it's the Rose in Pasadena, July 15th. So thank you for calling and opening up to us. Right now, we got to take a quick look at traffic in 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...
Back now to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on the Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Frosty and Frank show coming up here at 8 o'clock. The Schmoes Who Know Movies, Christian Harloff. Mark Ellis is going to be in here telling us about War for the Planet of the Apes. What they think about that. Is it worth even seeing? It opens in theaters this week. And then currently in theaters, Spider-Man Homecoming. And it's done well so far. It's made $117.1 million. It's been out, what, for a week?
Yep.
A week. All right, Lisa, what's going on in the world?
KLOS presents The Return of Ozfest meets Not Fest. It's Ozzy Osbourne, Rob Zombie, Prophets of Rage, Marilyn Manson, and more. And the pre-sale starts at 10 this morning. The password you need is KLOS. It'll run through 10 this evening. General sale goes on Friday. But you can buy tickets today starting at 10 a.m. It's at the Glen Helen Amphitheater, November 4th and 5th. And Money on the 20s coming up at 9:20. The key word you need to know is Torrance when you hear the cue to call. Be caller 2-800-955-KLOS. Know the keyword and you will be qualified. News of the day is being brought to you by LKQ. Pick your part. Blondie is our Subaru pet of the day. She's 6 years old. Little domestic short-haired. Little shy at first. She's really
ginger.
Yeah, she's a ginger. Cute. Very cute.
What a happy face on that cat. How thrilled
she's
it must
looking
be with
at
life.
You.
She looks like an owl.
I get that look from all cats.
Maybe it's you.
If you want a cat that looks like an owl.
It's kind of cool.
Go to 955KLOS.com and check out Blondie. Subaru Pet of the Day brought to you by the all-new 2017 Subaru Impreza. It's more than a car. It is a Subaru. The ESPYs, were last night here in Los Angeles. Peyton Manning was the host, and here are a few of his best jokes about his fellow athletes.
Unfortunately, my brother Eli can't be here tonight because that's what I told the folks at the door. And I know in my heart the Falcons will be back, right? The Falcons will be back. And I want the Falcons to hear that from me now at the beginning of the show because I know they'll stop paying attention 3/4 of the way in. Last year's L.A. Rams are the subject of the critically acclaimed docuseries All or Nothing. Spoiler, it's nothing.
That's a really good guy. And this Sunday, Game of Thrones is back on HBO, and according to HBO, they have 4 prequels in development, which sounds insane. But the president of programming for HBO says they don't want to overexploit Game of Thrones, so their plan is to pick the best one of the prequels and run with it. And he says, and if none of them are any good, then we're just not going to do it. But I doubt that's what's going to happen. Mm. News of the day brought to you by LKQ. Pick your part at LKQ. Pick your part. You'll find millions of parts with hundreds of cars to choose from. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more info.
Speaking of cars, I don't know if this is good news or bad news for you, but all of you driving to work right now, the odds are all those other idiots on the road aren't going to crash into you and kill you. So that's good news. But bad news is you're more likely to do it to yourself. Yeah, AAA took some data, and according to that, the fatal car accidents in this country are single-driver crashes.
Huh.
So either you're distracted, you're drunk, or you lose control and just crash into a pole.
Oh,
the fatal crashes are single-driver crashes. It's not somebody running a red light and T-boning you.
All right.
So you're more likely just to kill yourself.
That's good to know because that's the easiest to fix. I can't do much about the other guy.
Pay
but,
more attention.
Yeah.
Coming to work this morning, I was listening to the traffic, and there were 2 overnight fatal accidents. There was one on Surface Street, which they think was people racing.
Right.
So that's obviously you're causing that by yourself. But, you know, well, the freeways are relatively empty, so you're clearly doing stuff that's not right if you're ending up dead.
Do they still teach driver's education?
Yeah.
Well, not in school.
Not like they used to in school.
Yeah.
In
Valley Bob, you know, Valley Bob driving school.
I had a driver's ed teacher tell me something, and all of you driving, if you put this thought in your head, like it's been in my head, maybe you'll be accident-free. Knock on wood. I haven't had an accident since I was 18 years old. And I forgot it.
And that was just in his pants.
Right. This one was brilliant. Thank you, Mr. Richardson, for saying this to me. I've never forgot this. He goes, now these all these kids who've never, we haven't driven yet, right? He goes, now all you're going to be driving, and you're going to have an accident. And when you do, I want you to remember these words. You weren't looking in the direction you were going. Look in the direction you're going. He says, now when you have an accident, remember I said that, because you wouldn't have been. And that's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Those were your words of wisdom?
No, think about it. Keep your eyes. Keep your
obvious.
Eyes on the road.
No,
when you say that, but then you go ahead and you look over here, you're eating French fries, you look over the seat, or you look at your phone, and that's when you have an accident. And Mr. Richardson knew it.
Yeah. So look where you're going. And you probably won't have an accident.
Thanks, Mr. Richardson. Yeah.
I'm saving lives here, Frank.
Hard to argue.
Mama, they're laughing at me. They're laughing at me.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, they laughed at Jesus, too, but there's very wise things he knows.
Didn't know there was another side to that. They say if you could only die in sudden accidents and not from disease or old age, that the average person would live to be... How old do you think we'd be living? Accidents are the only thing that can kill you. Not old age, not disease. It's just accidents.
Until you're just so bad at driving that you just drive into a wall.
Or, whatever, struck by lightning, 100. You know, whatever.
No, I feel like it's
hit by a train.
See, I think how old?
The average person.
Well, you do something stupid like go up and clean your gutters out and you fall off a ladder. Eventually, you're too old to do stuff like that. I'll see.
So you mean any kind of accident?
Any kind of accident. Oh. You can't die any other way but this accident.
I'll say 85.
85 years old.
Yeah. I feel like it's much younger because when you're at a certain age where you... So, like, you get to an age now, you think, oh, I could get hurt doing X, Y, Z. But when you're younger, you don't think that and you're even more careless. So I would feel like it's younger, but that wouldn't make any sense with disease.
Don't ask this happen to old people who do stuff they shouldn't
have
done.
Oh, don't overthink it. Jesus Christ.
85. I'm going 95.
I'm going to go 50.
Wow.
How are you going 50?
Yeah, 50.
That means everyone would die at 50 height.
Yeah, that's...
The average person, they've got life expectancy to be 50 if accidents killed everybody. I'm telling you, there's no death by old age, no death by disease. When you say 50,
yeah,
76 right now, just to live no matter how you die.
What century were you thinking, Heidi? The 1400s?
Let me just give you the answer.
What is the answer?
The average person, if accidents were the only way you could die, would live to be 8,938 years old. And some people who really beat the odds would live into their 40,000s.
Oh, okay.
So depending on how risky your life is, you'll be 40,000 years old.
We were way off. Way off.
Especially you.
I won't ask. I won't ask.
Some of us went the right way.
I was the farthest away from right.
I should have never even started that. All right. The Schmoes are coming in next, and I will give you the Metallica song of the day to listen for. So keep it right here with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. All right, let's get to it. Do you want to go to the movies this weekend? What should you see? Well, currently in theaters, you got Spider-Man Homecoming. And in theaters this week, what opens up? War for the Planet of the Apes. But before we get the schmoes in here, I got to give you the Metallica song of the day to listen for. That song, if you hear it, you'd be caller, 25, 800-955-5567. Call that number when you hear this song. And you're going to see Metallica at the Rose Bowl on July 29th. Plus, you'll be in the running for the new KLOS Metallica Dodge Charger.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Wow, I can tell how excited you both are.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
If you want to check it out, go to... that was a dramatic pause.
All right.
Yeah, that's what exactly. Draw more attention to
Charger.
It.
Charger. Silence. Yeah, brought to you by Dodge Charger. Don't just drive the lane. Own it with the 2017 Dodge Charger. Go check it out, 955klos.com. I think we're going to be farting around with the Charger after the show today.
Oh, good.
They're like, hey, you guys go drive it and stuff. Well, sweet.
All right.
So we're doing donuts out here on Richardson.
I hope it's an automatic.
You hope it's automatic. I don't think it is. The song to listen for, and they're going to play this Metallica song between 4:30 and 5 today. And you're listening for Until It Sleeps, the Metallica Lullaby. So yeah, be sure to listen to between 4:30 and 5 for that to be played. All right, let's get the schmoes in here. Let's talk some movies. Christian Harloff.
What's going on, guys?
Co-creator of Schmoes, known the head of development at Collider Video. Always comes in on Thursday. I understand you're not going to be here next week because you're down at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con. It's two conventions back-to-back, which doesn't normally happen. This weekend is D23, which is like Disney's convention. They do it every 2 years, and there's going to be a lot of like Marvel and Star Wars stuff, we think. And then next week is, it's Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. That's the big one. It's a lot of stuff.
You're excited.
I mean, it's,
what's the rumor that's going to come out, or what's going to happen, or is there going to be a big reveal of some kind?
It's mixed because I know that, you know, obviously a lot of people want to know about Star Wars stuff, you know, and Star Wars is, I think that there was some rumors originally that they were going to do Han Solo stuff this weekend at D23, but then, you know, with all the drama that's happened with the directors and all that, we don't know what we're going to get there. There'll probably be some announcements about, like, the new park that opens up, I think 2019, I believe. And then for Comic-Con, I think there'll probably be a lot of stuff, like maybe Avengers stuff. I think that Deadpool 2 will probably have some stuff. I think that Comic-Con's doing a big shift, though, and TV is really getting a big push because Hall H is where they like show a lot of footage for the press and for fans, and I think that I think Friday is all TV stuff, like big TV, like Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, like
isn't Marvel's Inhumans or something?
Yeah, all that stuff is there's the huge push on TV. There always has been, but it just seems like it's overshadowing the film as much. I mean, because I remember 2-3 years ago it was. We'd cover Hall H, and it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and this is the first time I'm not covering for Fandango this year or Spike. I'm just going for Collider, and it's the first time that I'm like, okay, well, what's my schedule like on Friday? They're like, no, you're pretty much free on Friday. I'm like, I haven't heard that in like 5 years. And I'm like, just be walking around, actually enjoying Comic-Con. So,
because they don't want you to need to talk about TV.
We have a TV team. I'll probably go to see, like, you know, Game of Thrones, and I bailed out on Walking Dead last season, so I'm not sure if I'll go see that. But Game of Thrones thing, this is the first time for Game of Thrones that they're having a panel to where the season's actually going to be, it'll be, I think, one episode into the new season already. Because you're
3 days away, I think.
Yeah, normally every year that they've done it, the season's been over. So they haven't really had anything to show, but now they'll probably have little teasers and stuff, too. Some of the cast will probably be there. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun this year. I'm looking forward to kind of actually enjoying it a little bit more than I have in the past, because I've always been working nonstop. I'll be working a lot while I'm there, but I think I'll just have a lot more time to kind of enjoy stuff.
Christian Harloff with us. He wants to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming. It's currently in theaters right now. You barely touched on it last week.
Yeah, we touched on it briefly. It's this is a really great Spider-Man movie, and I think that what people should. I think that the casual fan, because Heidi, if I said to you, you know, Spider-Man movie, you're like, another one?
Yeah. Right.
And it's just like, yeah. I think that's what a lot of the casual fans are thinking right now. It's just, R2's going crazy, sorry.
but, you made some weird sound coming out of your pants. I was like, should I acknowledge it? It sounds like he's farting.
If that was my farts, I wouldn't be here. I'd be making billions in Vegas. Like fart R2-D2 sounds. Right.
And you're obviously a virgin.
Yeah, right.
Fart 2-D2.
It's true. It's not my kid.
Fart 2-D2. I just see it.
Yeah. But Spider-Man is, it's really well done. It's a different movie. It's not the same origin story again. It blends humor with, they throw like a John Hughes type feel coming of age story to it, which I think you kind of have to. If you are a fan of the Spider-Man and what he was, the essence of Spider-Man is he's this kid trying to deal with being a kid in high school and being a superhero. And you mix that with the fact that now they can blend that into Tony Stark and, you know, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Is Iron Man in it quite a bit?
He is. Yeah, I don't want to say quite a bit, because I don't want people, a lot of people saw the trailers and they thought, oh no, they're just relying on Iron Man here and it's just going to be an Iron Man movie. It is absolutely not an Iron Man movie. He's there and he works as kind of like a mentor to Spider-Man. And it's got like a nice story to it. And it actually helps the progression of Tony Stark's character, I think, overall in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Jon Favreau's in it even a little bit more than Downey is, and he's got a great role in it. But I think that it's more about Tom Holland and what a really great actor this kid is. Embodies what I always saw Peter Parker as. And nothing against Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, but they were just, it was like the Ian Ziering thing from 90210. They were older dudes playing a high school kid, and they were like, well, I don't know, this kid, he's like 19 when he shot the role, and you believe that he's a 15-year-old kid.
$117 million made so far in the first week.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, the first Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, did $115 back in like 2002 or something when it came out, or 2002. And that was the biggest kind of superhero opening. And now you go, well, is $117 is compared to all these $160, $180, $200 million, is that a disappointment? Not at all, because if you think about, again, the fact that Spider-Man to a lot of people is just like, another Spider-Man movie? I think it's the word of mouth. I think people will catch on to this thing, and I think that the sequel will do even better, because they are going to do a sequel.
Now, you said they don't focus so much on the origin and all that, but that's one of my favorite things, like even in the Tobey Maguire one, where he's this like skinny, spindly kid, and he's looking in the mirror, and then after he gets bit, he's like, whoa, like he's transforming.
Yeah.
Like, you get to see it, because I like that part
of it. But the problem is that you've seen that twice in two different versions of the movie in like 10 years. Like, because they did it with Tobey Maguire, then they did it with Andrew Garfield. And it's like Spider-Man is already a popular character that everybody kind of gets it already. And I think that if you rehash that again, it's fun to see, obviously, but it's like you don't need to. It's just
people know.
Yeah, you know. And he was already a character in Civil War, which came out last year, whenever it came out. And that was another thing. People were like, what's this Spider-Man going to be about? And arguably, he's one of the best parts of that whole entire movie. So that was a great way and a smart way for them to introduce him into this, MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then now he's able to have these standalone movies with this kind of cool, strange deal that Marvel and Sony have together, which nobody really knows the exact details of it, but it's interesting to say the least. But it works.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, in theaters this week, War for the Planet of the Apes. I didn't understand why Iron Man had to show up in this one either. I mean, why was Tony Stark there?
It's true. Hulk made more sense. This is the final movie in the trilogy. I know we kind of talked about this a little bit. This is a really great trilogy in general, all three of these movies, because I think if you go back to the 1968 Frosty,
the Charlton Heston version.
Yeah, I mean it's a classic movie. It's something that it's one of the best twists of all time. And the question was, and then you had the television show and then all the spin-off movies. Like, how do you make this movie whenever it came out, 2011, the first one, and not make this silly and get people interested? And the answer first was, I don't think you can, because people saw, like, I don't know about that. And then what they did with the performance capture by the great Andy Serkis and the way that Rupert Wyatt had directed the film, it was an incredible movie. And I liked it very much. And then when he did Dawn, and they beat the quality of the first one when Matt Reeves took over as a director, they really got on board because they got you invested and made you believe in all these characters that this is actually happening. And the third one is a good one too. What I would caution people with this one is, don't go into, even though it's called War, it's kind of a smaller, kind of personal story for what Caesar's going through. There's some battle scenes and there's some big moments in the movie, but it's in essence, it's not really a war film. It's internally might be for Caesar, which I think is kind of cool and thematically kind of works. But I think it's a deeper story, and it focuses more on him, as where the first one had a lot of James Franco in it. The second one had Jason Clarke. Woody Harrelson is in this movie, but it's not. It's more of an ape story than it is apes slash humans.
Would you recommend seeing the first two again if you have time before you see this?
Absolutely. If you can, you should. If you don't, it's not going to take it away from you.
Well, it opened up the theaters this week, so I don't know if you have time for that. Maybe you do, but it's not.
Some people have a lot of time on their hands, Frank.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes as well. I was watching the ESPYs last night, and Warner Brothers showed a trailer for Dunkirk.
Yeah.
That's coming out. And I understand that there's, in some theaters, it's already out. The trailer is so long.
Yeah.
That I think it was like a 7-minute trailer that some people thought they were in the wrong theater. Like they were watching the movie.
Right. Yeah. I'm so bummed because the screening for it is this Monday. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to Comic-Con, but I'm spending time with the family and stuff before I go. So I just took off work completely for 2 days before we go into this Comic-Con craziness.
This is because your wife made you.
Yes. No, but I also...
You're going to Comic-Con again. I'm here with the kid. You think you're going to see Dunkirk on Monday? Hell no.
Are you guys spying on me? I've heard great things about it already. I can't wait to see it. I'll probably, once I get back from Comic-Con, I'll probably go and check it out in the theater. Like
Christopher Nolan, the director.
I'm a big Nolan fan. I think that I love the way he shoots particular movies. And it's funny because I didn't love Interstellar when I saw it in the theater the first time. And Interstellar is a movie that when you go back and you watch it again, I think you can appreciate it a lot more when you really kind of dive in and understand what it's all about. But Inception's one of my favorite movies that he's done. And obviously the Batman trilogy.
And speaking of Batman, did I hear that the Ben Affleck script was tossed out?
There's so many weird reports with the Batman and the way the kind of it's gone into this topsy turvy thing. Matt Reeves, who's directed the last two Apes movies, is now taken over to do the new Batman film, and it was
because it was supposed to be him, Ben Affleck, directing and acting in.
It was, and I thought initially when they signed him, That was probably part of the deal because he's, you know, great director, and they probably and they signed him up. Although Live by Night was the last one that he did and didn't do very well critically or financially. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it whatsoever. But the reports are that they didn't like the script and that they put it to the side. Now Matt Reeves is coming in, making it more of like a detective story. I think it's going to work out fine. I also think that Wonder Woman, people don't realize how much Wonder Woman is going to shift the whole entire direction of the way Warner Brothers is going to approach their superhero division, because they were putting all chips on Batman and Superman and Suicide Squad when those came out, and they critically didn't really do very well. If you look at Rotten Tomatoes, I don't know if any of them are fresh. I have no idea. And I know some people are like, well, I don't care about that. I just want to say a good movie. But a lot of the fans didn't like it. It was very divisive movies in general. But Wonder Woman seems to be the one that got everybody back on board. It had shades of like the 1978 Donner. Patty Jenkins did a great job directing it, great job putting Wonder Woman, who had never been on screen before in a lead movie, and she burst on there. I think the movie's almost like $350 or $360 million domestically.
I was in love with her by the time I left.
Yeah, but it was, and that's the way. And now, smartly, I think that they're going to start putting more shifts on her. And I think Justice League is the one that's coming out, and they did reshoots for that. Don't be surprised if she has a much more significant role than she had originally. And that's what they're doing. So the shifts of what they're going to do and how they're going to shape it, it doesn't surprise me that whoever wrote it, that the shift it was going to change with the Batman script because they want to go in a different direction.
Won't they get more little girls, more young demographics on the woman's side if there's stronger women leads in the movie? In other words,
sometimes
a lot of action films, it's the guys are into, the chicks aren't.
Yeah, and I think we've seen a shift in that in general. I mean, even something that's coming out with Charlize Theron, you got Atomic Blonde that's coming out now. But I mean, look at Star Wars. I mean, Rogue One had Felicity Jones in the lead. You can say that Daisy Ridley is the lead of The Force Awakens, and she probably will be in The Last Jedi. There's a lot of shifts in the medium in general with, look at Captain Marvel coming out with Brie Larson. There's a lot more work that needs to be done, obviously, but they are absolutely, from 5 years ago, very different. 10 years ago, significantly different from what it is today, and they're absolutely making a change. I think movies like Wonder Woman do help that because they do get it in the consciousness, and I think that 10 years ago, people were like, no one's going to go see a woman led superhero. You're going to need, like, Tom Cruise next to her in order for it just to make any money, and that simply is not the case now.
Is that why they threw Tom Cruise in the Mummy series? Because, because that had a female lead as the Mummy.
Well, but she was the villain, and she's in Atomic Blonde also, and I can't wait to talk to you guys about that movie when I'm allowed to. But Tom Cruise, I think that was a bad casting in general. I like Tom Cruise very much, but I think that was bad casting, and not because it was put a woman in there in the lead, because I don't know if that role necessarily called for it. But Tom Cruise didn't work in that role, and it was the first time I'd ever see a Tom Cruise movie to where I was like, this is the first time I haven't seen him locked in. He's usually locked into everything he's in, even his bad, even that stupid Night and Day with Cameron Diaz. He's always locked in, and he didn't seem in it. And he could be wrong. I mean, you don't know, but maybe it was just because he didn't seem like he was the right fit for the role.
They needed to have Tom play the Mummy in volleyball, and then it'd have been fun.
That would have been good. That's what Top Gun 2 is going to be about. Yeah, they're doing that movie. You know that's they announced
right.
that. Yeah, they said that's coming out. And it's funny, we had this debate about it, to whether people, it's too late for a Top Gun 2 movie. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. I think that it was too late for Zoolander 2. That I agree with. But Top Gun 2 with the, because they're going to use drones and they're going to do all these things too. It's just another.
And it's him as an instructor now.
And he'll probably wind up flying some kind of mission, and that's fine. But I mean, it's as long as you make it more realistic today, and it doesn't seem like you're trying to do the 80s all over again, and it seems like, okay, this is relevant, but you just happen to have the character that was in the movie from the 80s. Why couldn't that work? It's like, give me a good trailer. Give me a good. The only problem is, I'm not a big fan of the director, Joseph Kosinski, I think is his name. The guy did Tron and he did Oblivion, which look cool. He can make things look cool. Substance wise, I haven't been a fan yet, but maybe he turns it around.
So, in movie theaters this weekend, if you haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming, go see that. 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, and War for the Planet of the Apes is opening as well. Also, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play the Brain Game Movie Edition, like we always do. Hey. So, Frosty, you want to explain the Brain Game real
quick?
Well,
if you're a good movie fan, and you are, if you've been listening the last few minutes, we're going to play a little short clip of some famous movie dialogue. Just maybe a second or two of it. See if you can pick out the movie. If you can, you win a cool prize.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Coming right back. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Rocks.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. The Christian from the Schmoes Know, the head of development at Collider Video. And
I'll take it.
It's time to play the movie edition brain game, Frosty.
Yes, get your brains out, movie fans. It's time to play a game. It's amazing. Amazing brain. It's amazing, 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 amazing brain. Amazing brain.
Listening game.
Listening game.
Amazing brain.
Movie edition.
Movie edition.
We can go back 60 years or so into the vaults. It could be a recent film, an old film. You never know. But we're going to give you a little tiny sliver of dialogue. Might just be half a second, maybe a second, maybe a word or two. We'll see if you can name the film. If you can, you win a prize. Now, in round one, with the shortest hint, you can ask for help. Frank, Heidi, and Christian are here. If you need help, they can help and give you hints if they know what it is. Round two, the hints get longer, and then they can't help you. So we got people standing by. Ready?
All right.
First one to play is going to be George.
Hey, George.
Hey, everybody.
George, you ready? You got your brain turned on, your ear all the way up?
Oh, always.
Short hint. Ask for help if you need it. Name this film.
Live.
One more time.
Live.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
One more time for George.
You can get it.
All right. Okay. One more.
Live.
Shut up.
Live.
All right, help me out. Come on.
It's not as good as Star Wars.
In spite words, buddy. One more time.
Okay, so, one more time.
Live.
5 seconds.
Any other hints? Any other hints? Is that the only one?
Come on.
I mean,
that was,
really
that was
okay,
the biggest
Star
hint.
Star Trek.
Here's the entire...
Live long. And prosper.
There we go. Thank you, Leonard Nimoy. Wow.
All right, Georg, let's see what you won here. about you want to go see POD and Alien Ant Farm at Sea Legs Live at the beach?
Yeah, dude.
There you go. You're going.
Nice
right
hit,
on.
Christian.
Thanks,
nice
guys.
Hit.
Love you guys.
Stay on hold. We'll hook you up. Next to play the Amazing Brain, the movie edition, going to be Steve.
Steve.
Hey, guys.
Here we go. A new movie. Ask for help if you need it. You get a little sliver of dialogue. What is this film?
Enough.
Oh.
Come on.
Steve?
All right, do it again. Enough.
I mean, I can give him a clue.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson.
That's a hell of a
clue.
Yeah, that's like a silver platter with a steaming.
All right, one more time. Right,
I got another. I got a clue just as good. Shoes.
No. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, no.
Sorry,
Steve.
All right, next clue gets a little bit longer, a little bit more dialogue.
That's going to John.
You ready, John?
Let's do this.
Do you know it yet?
No, shoes threw me off. That.
You get a slightly longer hint.
Yeah, don't think about shoes.
Name this film.
Enough is.
One more time.
Enough is.
Once more.
Enough is.
John, I'm worried about you. You're not blurting it out.
Is, I don't know, Snakes on a Plane.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Here's an entire quote.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
All right. John, you're going to see Blue Oyster Cult at the Rose in Pasadena, all right?
Awesome.
Just July 15th. Stay on hold. I want to hear the clip again. No, that's all right.
It was a pleasure being on the show.
Hello, Justin.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I am well, sir.
Ready, Justin? You get a new film. And if you need help in round one, just ask Frank, Heidi, and Christian. Here we go. Name this movie.
Are you stupid or something?
Come on. That's a long hit. One more time.
Are you stupid or something?
Justin?
I think I know. Frank, you want to help me out?
All right, here's your clue. Samuel L. Jackson. No, it's a bad clue. Yeah.
So I give one clue, I'll give it away. So, I mean, it's... Run.
Ooh, very good.
Run? Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
Are you stupid or something?
And run.
Yeah, I got nothing.
It's a good clue.
That's a great clue.
Run or runs?
Run.
Depending, you could get the runs, I guess.
Okay.
I would say run.
Okay. Now, the next person gets a slightly longer hint.
And that's going to Steven. Hello, Steven.
Good morning.
Here we go, Steven. Longer for you.
Hey, guys. I got it. It's Forrest Gump.
There we go. Forrest Gump already. Here's the entire...
Sometimes you can't control the crowd.
Sit down, everyone.
You can't control them.
All right, here's the entire thing.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Well, you would have gotten that right away.
Run, Forrest.
I didn't know it was Forrest Gump. When I said runs, I thought it sounded like Winnie the Pooh. now listen to the guy's voice. Just play the first clue again, the original clue. It sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
You think Winnie the Pooh would say that to anybody?
Are you stupid or something?
That's Winnie the Pooh.
It's like if somebody asked him for his honey. Right? Are you stupid or something? Winnie, how dare you? What happened to you over the years?
You said run. Okay.
Yeah. You're very cynical,
Steven,
Winnie.
You got it.
All right, Steven, let's see. I'm going to give you tickets to go to Retro Futura featuring Howard Jones, The English Beat, Modern English, and more at the Pacific Amphitheater July 19th. Stay on hold. We're going to hook you up.
All righty. We get more. Keep in mind these could be.
Yeah. Next would be Robert.
Robert, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
These movies could go back. It could be recent. It could be old. We can go back as much as 60, 65 years, whatever. But it's a movie I'll bet you know. Can you tell what it is from this?
In the face.
One more time.
In the face.
Once more.
In the face.
Is this also porn movies?
No, these are major, major films.
Oh, okay.
And this is a major film.
I think I know what it is.
One more time.
In the face.
Now, I don't know if I'm right, but if I'm right, I probably would have taken the other pill.
You're not right.
Is it a Matrix?
No. But admittedly, there's not much to go on with that first hint.
That was my guess. So,
it was tough.
So I just ruined your life. I'm sorry.
All right. So Ralph gets a longer hint.
Ready, Ralph?
All right.
Okay, here. Name this film.
In the face of overwhelming odds.
Got some doubts here in the room.
Don't know.
One more time.
In the face of overwhelming odds. I got nothing.
I have no idea.
Next one gets longer.
And that's going to another Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Ready, Steve? Longer
here. Yeah, I'm ready.
Name this film.
In the face of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option.
I think Christy knows it.
I don't know the name.
One more time for Steve.
In the face of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Oh. Yes.
I think Heidi's got it too. You guys got it.
That's exactly what it is.
In this room, they know. Steve, you got 3 seconds.
Yeah.
That's right.
Patriot.
Patriot?
Can I get another?
All right. Next,
I want some potatoes.
It's going to Ashley. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Well, here's pretty much all of the second reel of the film. Here we go. What's longer for you?
In the face of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option. I'm going to have to science the shit out of this.
You and your beeps today.
You're really out of this world.
Yeah.
What is it, Ashley?
Is it before 1985?
No.
No.
Does anybody have potatoes in here?
Come on, Ashley. You're sucking the atmosphere out of this room.
I don't know.
David with the steel. Hello, David.
The Martian.
The Martian. Yay! Matt Damon, The Martian.
Nice job.
And you've already heard the entire quote. That's the whole thing.
I'm going to give you the KLOS presents the return of Ozfest meets Not Fest.
All right.
Snotfest.
Snotfest. Ozzy Osbourne, Rob Zombie, Prophets of Rage, and more. Glen Helen Amphitheater, November 4th and 5th. Those are yours. You stand home.
I thought the clip was the interface, so I was like, is it the Matrix?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And literally didn't
Do you have any more?
Yeah, we got more.
Okay.
That really didn't sound too much like Matt Damon for
I
the first few seconds.
No, I knew it was Matt Damon. I just couldn't remember what
I didn't think
right
it was
away.
Matt Damon. I thought it was Joey Pants at first, talking about, I thought that was that scene when he was talking to, when he betrayed Neo. That's what I thought it was.
In the face.
Oh, okay, Joey Pants, yeah. Hello, John. You're up next.
Yeah. How's it going?
John, you watch a lot of movies?
Enough, I think.
Okay, this may not be the easiest today, but it's a well-known film, and I'm pretty sure you've probably seen it. If you need
all
help,
right.
Round one, you can ask for help from Frank Hiding Christian. What is this?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Napoleon Dynamite.
There you go.
Nice job, John.
And here's that whole thing.
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Have any more of those?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
What do you want?
That Ozfest not fit. Tickets. You got any of those, please?
No, that was the last. I just gave that pair away to the last guy.
All right.
I'm going to send you to, what do you want, POD Alien Ant Farm?
Yeah, that's cool.
Sea Legs Live at the Beach July 15th. Okay, you got a pair of those tickets. Stay on hold.
I got to hear that last clip again because it's so good.
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Any more?
Got one more if you want.
One more, and Rick's going to get the first clue.
Rick, I'm sorry. You may have the toughest of the day. However, it's a very, very, very well-known film. Remember I said that we could go way back?
Uh-huh.
This may go way back. I'm not saying, but listen carefully.
Well, you just did.
Well, I'm just saying. Name this film.
Those Who Will Not...
Oh, wow.
One more time.
Those Who Will Not...
Yeah. Have you ever parted a sea?
Heidi, you ever parted a sea?
Yeah.
Rick, do you know
it's
what?
Not Noah, is it?
No.
Noah.
You're in the right neighborhood.
Maybe somewhere in the same book.
Yeah.
Different chapter.
They're not necessarily related, but they know each other kind of.
Okay,
right.
All right, David, you get the clue number two.
And it's longer than the first one. Name this film.
Those Who Will Not Live by the Law.
What is it?
He's a radical.
Let's go with Heidi. Give me a clue if you can.
Second round. I can't.
That means you don't know it?
Heidi doesn't know it.
I'm going to say Ten Commandments.
Yes! Fantastic. 1956. The Ten Commandments.
All
Here's
right.
the entire quote.
Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
He really was. It was so over the top. It's the best.
See how it all works together? We talked about the War for Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
and we with Charlton
like
Heston
it.
In a different costume.
Let me see, because that was the last one. I'm gonna
Lobster
give you,
Fest?
No, I don't have any Lobster Fest, do I?
Uh-huh. I took all of them.
You figure I would. They dropped off lobsters. I don't have any Lobster Fest tickets.
One more?
That was good planning. I'm going to give you Raiders of the Lost Ark. In concert, presented by the L.A. Phil, the Hollywood Bowl, August 4th.
Wow.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, take a date. That's definite get laid night right there.
Mm-hmm.
Got any
Hollywood
more of those?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I got one more. You want a pair of those?
Yes, please.
All right. All right. Stay on hold, David. We will hook you
and
up.
And you guys are good today on this latest edition of the Amazing...
Amazing Grace.
Listening Game.
Listening Game.
Amazing Grace.
Movie Edition.
Thank you, Christian, for stopping by. I know you're not going to be here next week. You're going to be down at Comic-Con,
yeah.
So we'll see you in a couple weeks.
A lot to talk about in 2 weeks, for sure.
Definitely. All right, let's take a quick look at traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is being brought to you by... That's traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Top Rocker Harley-Davidson. You hear me talking about them all the time. Love those guys over there. And I need you to get your ass on a Harley. So head over to... Sherman Way, on Sherman Way in Canoga Park, and visit my buddies, because right now you buy a new 2017 Harley Davidson in July and you can pick your special package. Those dirty bikers. Package one, the riding gear package. Package two is the street cannon muffler package. And package three is the first service on them. And zero down and $156 a month. We'll have you riding out on your own Iron 883. That's what Eric did. Changed his life. How long you had the bike now?
Oh, almost a year now.
Almost
I've been
a year?
On that thing. Yeah, my fourth set of handlebars.
Coming out to bike night on the 20th?
Sure, why not? Give me an excuse to leave my house, please.
On July 20th, is bike night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
What package did Eric get? I might want to pick Eric's package.
You want to pick a special package?
You're going to need a bigger bike.
Yeah, head on over there. Meet the friendly staff and my dirty biker buddies. And always receive top dollar for your trade. It's open 7 days a week. Top Rocker Harley Davidson, located on Sherman Way in Canoga Park. And you can visit their website at toprockerhd.com. All right, Lisa's joined us here with the news of the day.
You know, in about an hour, the pre-sale is going to start for Ozfest meets Not Fest. Ozzy Osbourne, Rob Zombie, Prophets of Rage, and more. It's at Glen Helen Amphitheater November 4th and 5th, and the pre-sale will start at 10 a.m., runs through 10 tonight, and the password is KLOS. So you've got all the information you need. Monday on the 20s coming up at 9:20. The keyword today is torrents. When you hear the cue to call, be caller 2-800-955-KLOS. Know the keyword and you'll be qualified. News of the day is brought to you by Stater Brothers Supermarkets. You guys mentioned this a little while ago. Dunkirk is a new movie that they've been promoting in an unusual way. They've been showing a 7-minute trailer in front of some movies, and people have been getting confused, even leaving the theater, because they thought they were at the wrong movie, because it looks like you're watching a full-length movie. I actually saw this before Wonder Woman. It's very intense, I have to say. The only way to see the 7-minute trailer is in a theater right now. You can't see it online, and the movie opens
next Friday.
You know
what I like? It seems really long, but I like it, because when the 7-minute trailer happens in the movie, if you've seen the trailer, that's you can go use the bathroom.
Right, that's true.
You've already seen that.
That's
part.
A good point.
See? It's a bathroom break.
New director of Batman that stars Ben Affleck has decided to start from scratch. Matt Reeves stepped in to replace Ben as director after Ben bowed out, and he says he's going to throw out the earlier script that Ben and a couple of other people worked on. In the original script, Batman takes on Deathstroke. Reeves says that he's working on a whole new story. He didn't say if he plans on using Deathstroke. Matt Reeves also directed War for the Planet of the Apes, which we were talking about just a little while ago. That opens up tomorrow. Shia LaBeouf is apologizing for a racist tantrum and admits he has sunk to a new low. He was arrested over the weekend in Savannah, Georgia, where he's shooting a movie. He was drunk in public. I think it was around 3 a.m. trying to bum a cigarette off someone. That person turned him down and he went off. The police tried to calm him down. He went off on them, ran into a hotel, and then they arrested him. So one of the cops was white and one was black. And there's video of Shia telling the black cop to go to hell and telling the white cop he must be ashamed because his wife prefers black men.
Oh,
yeah, in his ashamed. Apology, Shia says he's been struggling with addiction publicly for far too long. And he's taking steps to secure sobriety and hopes he can be forgiven.
Is he going to screw loose?
See, I hate that. It's like, oh, no, I only said that racist stuff because, oh, no, I drink too much. But
I didn't mean it.
But he's been going nuts for the last
couple, 3 years. Yeah.
He may have something wrong
upstairs. Germany.
Yeah.
Or it could just be alcohol.
It's a shame.
Know.
He's a good actor, and then he's just
going
to
throw it away. Well, didn't he say last year he was tired of being famous, which means my phone isn't ringing with any offers anymore because I'm... Grabbing
right,
my career
right.
away.
Mm-hmm. Who put him in a movie? He's shooting a movie in Georgia. I can't even imagine. Who would insure him, right? Mm-hmm. And a whole album of finished but unreleased Michael Jackson songs is going up for auction later this month. The starting bid, $50,000, but there's a catch. You can never release or distribute the music on the album.
What's the point?
It's on a CDR.
You can play it at home.
Yeah, exactly. Impress your friends.
You really think those tracks are never, ever going to sneak out?
Come on.
Wink, wink.
Well, you can't make money off it, I guess. Right? Because you don't have the rights. So it's on a CDR with the words Bible written on it in blue Sharpie. Apparently, the person who had it was a personal friend and assistant to Michael. You'd wonder, like, how they have the rights to release this either. Wouldn't this be the family?
The family.
I don't know. Three of the tracks appeared on Michael, the first album that was put out after Michael's death, but the other 9 tracks have never been released. At Stater Brothers, they're committed to lower produce prices without compromising quality. So stop in today and save big on their fresh for less items at only 99 cents. Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less. And that's news of the day.
I want to take a moment right now to acknowledge the ESPY Awards last night. And the recipient of the Icon Award was Vin Scully. And here's his acceptance speech.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. You know, I said that for about 65 years, but I last said it in October when I retired. And I hope you don't mind, but I wanted to hear it one more time. I really would like to take Brian home with me. He is such a wonderful human being. Flew from New York just to get here for this award, and now is flying back to New York. I don't have a relative in the world who would make that kind of a trip.
Bryan Cranston.
October the 2nd, 1936. A redhead, 8.5 years old, walking by a window, saw the score of Game 2 of the 1936 World Series. It involved the Giants and the Yankees. That little kid fell in love that day with baseball. The last game that he did before retiring was October the 2nd, 2016, exactly 80 years from whence the love affair began. And in 65 years, he was honored and thrilled and humbled to be able to fulfill a boyhood dream of broadcasting Major League Baseball. You know, God gave us memories so we can have roses in December. And in the December of my years, I have collected so many roses and cherished each and every one of them. And you give me a rose tonight to join my collection for all those years. I am humbled. I am honored, and I know another thing. My work was never, ever a burden. I consider it always a blessing. God bless. Thank you so very much.
Wow.
The best.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Good.
That's why I was that moment to play that, because he is absolutely the best. The Icon Award for Vin Scully right there at the ESPYs last night.
What a beautiful moment and a national treasure.
A little baseball Frank fact for you. I didn't know if you knew this about baseball, but from 1876 to 1887, Major League Baseball players could request where the pitcher threw the pitches during an at bat.
What?
High, lower, middle. And then the umpire adjusted the strike zone to the request.
That's like in grade school.
You're like, I like them high. So the guy said, I was like, strike. You said you like it high.
So what are your requests high? They don't throw it high. Is that
well, that's a ball. Okay. He adjusted the strike zone based
that's
on where you want the ball
crazy.
To be thrown.
Good.
So that's a little Frank Fact baseball trivia for you. Thank you.
They should bring that back.
Scully, for everything you ever did.
Well, some one day, they should bring that back for all. Okay, today only. It's old rules have returned.
Speaking of bringing old things back, Stephen Kramer Glickman's going to be joining us next in the studio. Longtime friend of the show. Also, we're going to be eating some lobster because Lobster Fest is happening, the Port of Los Angeles Lobster Festival, a food and music weekend on the LA waterfront in San Pedro, taking place this Friday through Sunday. For more information, go to lobsterfest.com. 25,000 lobsters flown in live daily. Lobster mac and cheese, lobster bisque, lobster fries, lobster chowder, lobster grilled cheese sandwich, on a stick, lobster quesadilla, lobster rolls, fresh steamed lobster.
It's like
Forrest
Gump.
You have me lobster mac and cheese.
It's ridiculous. So, we're going to be eating some lobster and hanging out with Stephen Kramer Glickman. I do have a lot of prizes to give away. Still got six pairs of tickets to POD and Alien Ant Farm at Sea Legs Live at the Beach. It's July 15th, which is going to be, in a couple days, so Saturday night?
Yes,
Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll play a little Florida or anywhere else with Stephen when he gets in here while we eat some lobster, okay? Keep it right here. We're Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Addy, and Frank show, a little bit after 9 o'clock, coming up in about 15 minutes. It's Money on the 20s. So here's the number, 1-800-955-KLOS. Stephen Kramer Glickman, longtime friend of the show, hosts the nighttime show at the Hollywood Improv. And the next show is going to be this Saturday at 10 p.m. And for tickets, you can go to hollywood.improv.com. And I have 10 pairs here, so we'll be giving those away. So let's get Stephen in here. Good to see you. Look at all those, huh?
It's our little welcome gift to you.
Wow.
A counter full of food.
Hope you like lobster. You're not allergic to shellfish, are you?
Wow. I am allergic to shellfish, so that's perfect. That's the perfect thing for me.
Are you really?
I am, actually.
You're kidding.
Steven, I'm
here. It looks like you're starting to swell.
We got like 25 lobster sandwiches all over him.
One of them fell on the ground.
We're talking about lobster rolls. Yes,
oh, no.
It's Lobster Fest this weekend. Since you're allergic to shellfish, stay away from San Pedro. Because this weekend, the Los Angeles Lobster Festival is happening.
There's one on the ground, though. I feel so
bad.
Can
we get someone with peanut allergies to come in and sit in a bed of peanuts?
That's going to smell great in about 5 days.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And
you're
it's
welcome,
by my
way.
Spot, too. Great, guys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Blame the lobster roll.
I can now. Yeah, thank God.
Are you calling me a lobster roll?
Sorry, no one thought to ask you.
What disrespect is that about?
Yeah, for information about the Lobster Fest, lobsterfest.com. Yes, the kind people at Lobster Fest brought down these lobster rolls. They're going to have so many things to try down there. Lobster mac and cheese, lobster bisque, lobster fries, lobster chowder, lobster grilled cheese sandwich.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lobster fries.
A lot of dead lobsters.
25,000 dead lobsters flown in fresh daily.
Whoa.
Yummy.
Yeah. My God.
I mean, in Lobster Town, is it just mass hysteria? Like,
that's what it is.
There's pictures of lobsters on a poster, like a particle board with missing. Have you seen?
We haven't seen Susan in 3 days.
Where's Greg? What happened to Greg?
They were thinking it's a massive party and a massive tank with 25,000 other lobsters, like lobster stock.
Oh, yeah. There's just crabs hanging out going, no, I'm good. I'm
you
good,
guys want to just walk sideways somewhere and get out of here?
Let's just get out of here.
What are you doing here, shrimp?
So that's going on this weekend. God. More information, go to lobsterfest.com. Speaking of mac and cheese, Frosty, because they have lobster mac and cheese down there. I saw that Pizza Hut is testing two different macaroni and cheese stuffed crust pizzas.
Oh, God.
I know,
huh?
I know you're dieting. I follow your Instagram.
It's so hard. I pulled a muscle this morning running in a dream. So that's not good healthy. That's not healthy, right? If you're pulling.
Yeah.
I was running away from a dragon in a dream. I pulled all of this muscle.
Right, yeah.
What muscle is it where it's everything? What muscle
it's
is
called
that?
The human body.
Oh, whole body?
Yes, the body
it's
muscle.
So painful. Oh, God.
Because, obviously, you know, love some food. What diet are you doing?
I'm doing the one where you eat a lot of food still, and then you just cry it out. You just try to cry it out. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I'm walking through the grocery store, and this girl sees me in the grocery store. This is not a joke. This girl sees me in the grocery store, and she goes, "Oh, my God, hey." And I go, "Hey," she goes, "Oh my God, I'm like such a big fan. That's so cool." And I go, "Oh wow, nice to meet you too." And she goes, "I heard that you guys are doing another one. So sweet." And I go, "No, we're that big time Rush show I did. We're never coming back on that. That's done and done." And she goes, "Oh right, sorry, I thought you were somebody else." And I go, "Who'd you think I was?" And she goes, "Nobody. Just this guy from the Austin Powers movies." And I was like, "You think I'm fat bastard?
Oh my God!
You think I'm Mike Myers in prosthetic makeup? That's who you think that was a real person? And you think that I'm that person?" And I punched her right in the face. she was 9 years old. No problem with that. I knocked her out. Disrespectful.
I think you did six it.
Did six it. It's the worst. That's like 100% real. It's very embarrassing. Oh, it's embarrassing because my girlfriend's with me, you know, and...
And you were at the grocery store. Did you just leave your cart there?
I just said forget. I was like, forget it. This is it for me. I'm gonna
sir rock bottom.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat ice cubes until I die. How dieting works from now. My girlfriend sometimes will do this thing where we'll be at the grocery store and she'll go.
Oh, you know what? Instead of having cookies for dessert, you know what would be another good dessert? You know, is a pear. That's like a cookie. It's fair. You could have a pear, a nice Asian pear. Huh? That's good. That's healthy. It's just like a cookie.
I'm like, it's not nothing like a freaking cookie. Cookies are magical. And pears are grown in the ground where homeless people die. Don't worry. They're not listening to this. They're fine.
Stephen Kramer Glickman with us. He's hosting the nighttime show at the Hollywood Improv. This Saturday. Is he still with Fireball?
Yeah, you know what? I brought you guys up. Nice.
Oh, did you? Oh,
but guess what I brought you? It's something special. It's something special. Check it out. The new night. I brought you guys a nighttime show backpack. This is the new nighttime show backpack.
Thank you.
And inside the backpack, as always, I brought you the greatest. During the nighttime show, we give out like. We give out like 50 to 100 shots before the show starts, so I brought you guys.
That's nice artwork on the back. So it looks like Colonel Klink if he let himself go.
There you go.
That's nice.
That's me, you son of a bitch.
But you would look like Colonel Klink if you let yourself go.
Is that Fat Bastard?
Who is that guy?
Fat Bastard with a monocle.
Dom DeLuise? Oh, I'm sorry. No, did you see the study in the news today? It says the reason... Hey, I get some weight here too, right?
Yeah.
You know,
the reason
that we're a little heavy and overweight is because house dust makes you fat.
Oh, sure. That's definitely why.
There's something in the chemicals of house dust, endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs, that if you're mother had a dirty house growing up and you breathed in a lot of dust as a kid that affects your cells later in life and you become fatter than
people who grew up in clean houses. You're just looking for excuses now. Yes, I am, and it's true.
Holy crap, are you serious?
Yeah, the dirtier your house was, the dustier your house was as a kid growing up.
I imagine the dust on your furniture at your house is just from donuts.
Right.
It's just powdered sugar.
That's what that is.
It's like a Coke kingpin.
You go over there through a white glove, you're like,
sprinkles. These are colored sprinkles. Like, what are you talking about?
I wonder how a lobster roll is going to taste with Fireball.
Oh, here we go.
Lobster roll, Fireball.
Lobster rolls. That's what your mama likes for you to eat.
That's the song.
My mom used to sing that when I was a kid.
Oh, it's so nostalgic.
When you try to go to sleep, you know.
How did you find out
you were shellfish intolerant? Did you have a bad incident one time with it?
I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it was Christmas, all right? I was with my lady, and we were having a beautiful romantic time, and I went to this place called Sushi Samba, and I had me some lobster rolls over there, and then I went back to the hotel room, and I immediately crapped my pants three times in 2 days.
Oh.
And I had 104.2 fever from it. And I was completely dehydrated, and I thought.
See, that was an excellent diet. Should have stepped on the scale then.
I think
after three movements of dehydration, man, you've probably never been lower. I'm writing this number on the graph. I was tweeting.
I look so handsome. I'm so beautiful today.
I look good sick.
Hashtag vomit fest. Like, it was just, and it was Christmas. It ruined Christmas.
Terrible.
Yeah, with all the combos, it's lobster fest, lobster mac and cheese, lobster bisque, lobster fries, lobster chowder, lobster grilled cheese sandwich, lobster on a stick, lobster quesadilla, lobster rolls, fresh steamed Maine lobster meal.
Whoa.
I found what doesn't work. Lobster and Fireball.
Oh my God,
that was awful.
Is that rough?
Yeah, it was a rough one. I took a big bite of the lobster roll and chased it with a shot. I mean, it was still in my mouth, and I put the shot in there and gave it a little swishy swish.
In a food pairing, that's not, you're going to go on record that that's not good.
No,
that's
nachos and Fireball go very well together.
Yes.
Cookies and Fireball.
Pears?
Pears. A nice pear. A nice Asian pear.
What you got coming up, this cargo thing? What's this?
What?
Cargo.
Oh, no, no.
Don't mention that?
Absolutely no.
Okay.
Sometimes we make horrible, horrible career choices. No, I, you know, it's something.
It sucks.
Just some bullshit.
Hey, Sammy, put it on the thing that you're, what you're up to.
Damn it, Sammy! No, what I'm doing right now, I'm hosting the 20th anniversary of Starship Troopers.
Ooh, great movie.
For Sony Pictures. I'm hosting it at San Diego Comic-Con, and we're doing, like, a big panel with the entire cast is coming out. A bunch of the cast, a bunch of the writer, Ed Neumeier, is coming out. It's going to be amazing.
Did you see Christian Harlof from the Schmoes passing
through
the
Hollywood? He's
like, I really want to go to that party. It's like the biggest ticket at Comic-Con.
It's going to be crazy. And because I'm hosting this thing for Sony, Sony's sending me to every single party that's happening at Comic-Con. So I'm just going to be bouncing from party. I can't wait.
So obviously,
I am very
excited. To follow you on social media so we can see what's going on.
I'll tweet you guys the whole. I'm at Stephen Glickman, S-T-P-H-E-N Glickman on Twitter, Instagram, and of course, the YouTubes. And then, of course, I'll be with like Casper Van Dien and all these wonderful people at Comic-Con playing around. And if you're in Los Angeles, this Saturday is the, of course, again, is the nighttime show. It's 10:30, but everyone gets there around 10 o'clock, and it's a party all night. We got Ex Mortis. I don't know if you guys can pull up a clip of the band Ex Mortis, but if you can, you should play.
Death metal, right?
They're a death metal band. They're one of the coolest bands in the world. They tour with like Rob Zombie and all these amazing guys, and they are off tour for like literally a weekend, and we got them for that weekend, and they're amazing. So we have them. We got Steve Agee, who's in Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. You know, he's amazing. Sarah Silverman Show. Asif Ali, who is on who's on the show Wrecked, which is in its second season on TBS right now. Jammin' Jay Lamont is back, who never performs in Los Angeles, and he's like a beatbox, like Michael Winslow kind of voice guy.
I was obsessed with him as a kid.
Oh my God. His voice is completely insane. So it is a, it's a super incredible show. Chris Frangiola's on the show.
Who isn't on the show?
Is this Kathy, he's not on it.
Kathy, yeah, Kathy Ladman's on the show.
Oh my
who's
God.
Like amazing. It is a.
And this is what you do it once a month.
We do it once a month at the Hollywood Improv. It's a party the whole night, and we play games with the comics. We do weird things with them. A couple of months ago, we did a bit where I got up on stage, started the show, and then we had our buddy Robbie Carlyle, who's on every show. He's like our show mascot. We had him dress up as Monica Lewinsky and hide under my desk and then pop out and be like, hey, what's been happening? I've been under this desk just blowing presidents for the last 20 years. What's going
20
on?
Years.
It was just crazy. And he's like, who's the president now? And we're like, Donald Trump. And he's like, from Home Alone 2? Just killer. We do a lot of weird stuff on the show, and this one will be no different. A lot of fun.
And that's for tickets, hollywood.improv.com.
Oh,
we also have 10 pairs of tickets to give away. So let's give those away and play a little Florida or anywhere else.
Yeah,
All right.
Here's the game. I just read you a headline. You tell me if you think it took place in the state of Florida or anywhere else. It's pretty easy. So the first caller is going to be Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Good morning.
Say hello to Stephen Kramer Glickman. Or not.
Or Fat Bastard.
That's right. It was rhetorical.
Hello, Rick. You son of a bitch.
Hey. Here we go. Here's the headline. A drunk driver is arrested when she goes to the police station to bail out her friend who was arrested for drunk driving.
Oh, a good story.
Sounds
of irony. Oh.
Florida-ish.
Was that Florida or anywhere else?
Anywhere else.
Oh, God, the suspense is killing
suspense.
Me. What is it? Is it?
It's my dinger, yes.
There we go.
Yeah. It was in Louisiana.
Oh, well, that's Florida North. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My friend's going to have to spend the night in jail. I'm not going down to pick you up. I'm wasted.
That's the ultimate. I'm sorry, I can't come get you.
People in Florida don't waste their time on DUIs. It's like just meth. It's just people just doing.
We should have known when it wasn't meth that it wasn't Florida.
Right, exactly.
Dang it.
Stay on hold, Richard. You're going to the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman. We'll get you those tickets. Next up is Chris, here's your new headline.
All right.
Man's backyard overrun with vicious monkeys. Florida, oh, or anywhere else?
I would love that.
Let's go with Florida.
Yes!
Monkeys in Florida?
I didn't know they had monkeys in Florida, like this random wild
monkey. Are there wild monkeys? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I would love it.
How did they get there?
This is Ocala, Florida. This guy installed a deer feeder and a game camera so he could watch the deer come up and, you know, use his feeder. And his captured photos of something unexpected. Dozens of monkeys, about 50 rhesus macaque monkeys eating from his deer feeder.
That's the friend's
Holy
monkey.
Crap. They're not indigenous to Florida.
Here's the picture.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
It's like they're everywhere. And I guess Florida is being overrun by these monkeys. I don't even, like, people released to... Or they escaped and went out in the Everglades and started breeding.
Hey, at this
and they're
point,
vicious.
I say that's better than the native population. Let them take over.
Explain some of the news stories.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer.
Yeah,
Glickman,
Chris, get your ass down there, baby.
Next up, we got Oscar. Hello, Oscar.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Oscar?
Here's your headline. Florida or anywhere else, an armed robber steals 3 morning after pills from Walgreens.
It's got to be Florida.
No, that was Oklahoma. I am sorry.
Damn it, Oscar.
Dude, that's not okay.
I'll see you next month.
You know, I think morning after pills should be free.
Yeah.
They should just be on the counter, like, you know, free mints or jelly
beans. Like the penny. Like, you got a penny, need a penny, leave a penny, take a penny, whatever it is.
Because if somebody knows that they shouldn't be a parent.
Leave a pill, take a pill.
Yeah. Have a pill.
That's
all he stole.
That's how we do it in Canada.
Everything's free, take it.
Yeah. Just take it. Just take it.
It's fine.
It's free.
You have to pay $12 for a shot glass of orange juice.
Right, of course.
But it's free.
A bagel is $17. It's very expensive to get a bagel.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Florida or anywhere else, naked man arrested after walking around Walmart.
Those got to be anywhere. Florida. Yeah, Florida.
You're saying Florida?
Anywhere else.
Oh.
You're correct. That was Tempe, Arizona.
I'm surprised
I
didn't know.
All right.
You're going to the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman, okay? So stay on hold. We will hook you up. Yes, in this case... officers arrived and found 49-year-old Robert Knopf. That guy's brother Jack wasn't with him.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, he was naked, but he did have shoes on, so he wasn't ridiculous.
Was alcohol involved, do you think?
Well, here is a picture of the guy. He was wearing,
eyeshadow. So
okay, he clearly came from a play, some sort of production.
Yeah, he was out. He left his production of Cats. He jerk off in the subway.
That was Tempe, Arizona. All right.
It's regular stuff. Normal stuff.
Let's go to
regular guy stuff.
Eric. Hello, Eric.
What's up, guys?
Here in Florida or anywhere else, here we go. Woman hid meth in her buttocks, then tried to eat it during a strip search.
It's gotta be Florida.
Yes, that is Florida. 30-year-old woman attempted to chew meth she had hidden in her buttocks during the strip
show.
Here's her picture.
Maybe that's how your teeth get so messy.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, no!
Do you think I'm pretty? Do you want to have sex with me?
She's 19
years old.
She looks
like a character.
No, I have no idea. Oh.
She looks like a character from Orange is the New Black.
She does. Yes, she does.
Yeah, she really does. That's a rough look.
Ooh, the scabs. What's with the scabs?
I'm into it.
That's meth, yeah. That's what Frosty was saying the other day. It's like, when you're buying from somebody who does meth and they look like that, you're like,
How great is the high that I'm going to look like that?
It's got to be pretty good if this is what's selling
you're
it.
You're willing.
This is...
All right, Eric, you're going to the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman at the Hollywood Improv. Stay on hold. Let's see who's next. Holly. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
Here we go. Here's your headline. Florida or anywhere else, cops shot a couple dressed as the Joker and Harley Quinn while they got it on at a swingers party.
I'm going to go anywhere else.
Yes, that was Australia.
What?
Of all places, yeah.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
why be arrested? I'm at a swingers party.
They were arrested?
They were busted because someone said that somebody at the party had a gun. So the guy who was dressed as the Joker had a fake gun and freaked people out. But when the cops got there, the Joker and Harley Quinn were doing it for a group of people, and they came in and they shot the Joker in the shoulder, and they shot Harley Quinn in the thigh.
What?
And now they're fine. They're not life-threatening, but I can't imagine. I mean, because if you're going to a sex club,
yeah,
dressed as the Joker and Harley Quinn, if getting shot made sex better for you, that has to happen for you every time now.
Oh, sure. Now you're like, you have
now
like,
you're one of those.
Yeah, now you're one of those.
It imprinted, and now I can't get there.
It's the only way you can achieve.
Yeah, if yeah. I'm in excruciating, burning pain.
I get to hang out with a more fun crowd like these people.
Yeah. All right, Holly, you stay
now,
at home.
Every time I have sex, I have to eat a bowl of Cookie Crisp afterwards. You know, that's where I am at in my life.
It's better than pears.
Yeah.
Let me see. Three remaining.
Cookie
Let's see. Oh, here's another butt one. A woman drops her ring while putting on lotion, and okay. a guy quickly grabs it and puts it in his rectum. Florida or anywhere else, and this is going to, let's see.
Some people like
John.
A carrot up behind. You ever know West Hollywood?
A carrot up the behind.
See?
Yeah. Hello, John.
Hi there. Good morning.
So is that Florida or anywhere else? A woman drops her ring while putting on lotion, and guy quickly grabs it and puts it in his rectum.
Ooh. I'll go with anywhere else.
Yes, that was Tennessee,
oh.
where Eric's from. So, yes, John, you are going to see the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman.
I'll see you there, John.
Stay on hold. Yes, she dropped her engagement ring at a Social Security office in Tennessee last week. Another guy grabbed it and jammed it up his rectum. Uh-huh. Cops tracked him down and arrested him for theft. They got the ring out.
Do you soak it in the blue fluid for a couple hours and rewear it? Or do you just get a
different soaker,
one?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the worst.
I think that's a sign you probably shouldn't get married.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, this ring has been tainted.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, are we out of time? The money on the 20s is happening now. All right, so clear the lines. Sammy, it's money on the 20s. Where's the copy for that? Here we go. Yeah, be caller 20 right now, 800-955-KLOS. Tell us today's keyword that Lisa's been giving you all day, and you'll score a $25 gift card to Del Taco. Juicy pork carnitas are back. And then the $500 could be yours later today when Gary Moore calls the winning name at 520. It's money on the 20s right now. Be caller 20, 1-800-955-KLOS. Steven, always fun having
you
on the show.
It was a wonderful time. I absolutely love you guys, and I can't thank you enough.
Thanks for the fireballs.
Hey, cheers. Anytime, guys, and enjoy, and I will see you guys this Saturday.
Now let's take a shot.
Just did.
Hollywood.improv.com. And I guess if people call in, Sammy, and people call in, we still have tickets for Steven's show left over. So people call in, they're not caller 20. Just go ahead and let them have the tickets to the nighttime show at the Hollywood Improv. All right?
That would be super awesome.
All right, now it's time for us to apologize to those of you that may have offended and get the hell out of here.
Sorry to Deep Purple fans, Pillow Lovers, Lamb Chop, and Dr. Moreau.
CoverGirl, R2-D2, David Bowie, and Sweaty People.
Stevie Nicks, Peyton Manning, Kevin Durant, and the Rams.
Japanese inventors, Joel Olstein, Drive Instructor Mr. Richardson, and Trekkies.
Shia LaBeouf, Samuel L. Jackson, Pizza Hut, and Valley Bob's Driving School.
Batman, Gal Gadot, The Bearded Lady, and Gay Men's Breath.
Oh.
Wait, sort of lingered on that suspiciously long.
While making eye contact with certain people.
Widows, Dodge, Ozzy Osbourne, Colonel Clink, and Moms Who Don't Dust.
Runners, Fireball Whiskey, Lobster Fest, and the San Pedro Fish Market.
Stephen Kramer, Glickman, Fat Bastard, Winnie the Pooh, and Ben Scully. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Sports on Tap. On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
One of the slowest sports days of the year. Thankfully, we have action at Wimbledon, and Venus Williams at 37 continues to roll. A straight set winner over Joanna Konta on to the finals to face Garbiñe Muguruza. And in Vegas for Summer League action, Lonzo Ball continues to be a big story. He scored 36 last night. But a bigger story was that he was wearing Kobe's Nikes instead of his $500,000 Big Baller brand shoes. I'm Pete Fox. That's Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.